You're listening to a Ragnarok Actual Play. If you like what you hear and want to share your thoughts with us, you can follow us on Twitter at Ragnarok, like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Ragnarok, email us at info@ragnarok.com, leave us a voicemail at 516-362-6373, or comment on our website. Ragnarok is also available through iTunes, so be sure to check us out there as well. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the game.
All right, we are recording.
Hooray!
Hooray!
He lies.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to another Ragnarok Actual Play. Today we are playing Eclipse Phase.
Huzzah!
My favorite phase.
We are finishing up Bump in the Night. As you may or may not recall from last time, Alex's character, Lokesh, an auditor for Oversight, who has been ordered to summon a team to the aerostat Pavarti. It's an independent aerostat on Venus, because even though the Venusian branches of the PC want to incorporate Pavarti, apparently someone on Prosperity wants it kept in independent hands so that the revenue stream generated by all of the illicit stuff going on there can stay off the books.
Making money off the books.
You met with the station security chief, Jaden Smith.
Will Smith's son.
Will Smith's son in the transhuman future. He told you that the diplomat you were supposed to meet with, Dwala Chatterjee, was kidnapped from her hotel room and from underneath his nose because he had her under surveillance. So he's thankful that you came because he's not sure who among his security staff he can trust anymore.
None of them.
They're not yours, Gordon.
There was a mysterious breakout of raised bumps and bleeding that affected a couple of dozen morphs. Some of the people who came down with this were starting to disappear. So, Chatterjee herself had succumbed before she was mysteriously spirited away. You guys started looking into this. Carl and Ica.
Carl. I don't think it would be a doubles. Carl. It would just be a Carl.
I didn't realize that I didn't pronounce the C hard.
Carl.
Yeah,
you just said regular Carl.
I just said regular Carl. Okay, so
Carl
and Aiko.
Aimi.
Examined the victims of this mysterious breakout at the clinic. Carl, who is
much better.
Medicine
Carl's clinic. That's where he works.
Yep.
Carl's clinic.
CKH.
Carl's cosmetic clinic. C-K-H.
We keep getting static every time we hear the beginning of this guy's name.
Never mind. I don't know.
Over and out, Roger.
Carl, who is a nanomedicine expert, discovered that the disease was caused by a low-grade medical nano with some kind of fault in it. It was
the cheap stuff. Yes,
pretty much. It was a cheap nano implant that was constructing remote XP transmitters in people's brains that was secretly, clandestinely backing up people's sensory feeds to a remote server, which you know, but you never bothered to do anything with that information, or you don't have the capability. I forget which.
I think we don't have the capability.
That's right.
Now.
None of you are hackers.
Yeah.
No. I am a gene hacker.
I have a little bit of infosec.
Managed to trace the morphs back to Daikon Industries, which is a small shell corporation owned by
a radish,
one of the larger microcorps Daikon, who want discretion for their employees. The company only has 3 employees, and you managed to narrow it down, I forget exactly how.
Whoops.
Flying chips.
It's my chip now.
That chip does not want me.
Wow.
Your suspicion centered on the morphing tech, Dario Silvestri.
Time's a charm.
Yes, Dario.
Lokesh and Leonidas went to the hotel.
Oh, yeah, that's my name.
Chatterjee disappeared. And you found out that the house detective...
Leonidas Alexander Titus.
Yeah.
Named Bryant gave...
Leonidas Alexander Titus.
Gave the some night cartel guys access to her room.
Titus. That's not your name. It's Leonidas.
In order to repay a favor.
And they kidnapped her through the secret passage.
And all he could tell you is that he did it for his connection, Neo-Avian named Blackman.
And then he broke his face.
Later on, you were being tailed by a squad of four sleuthers, but you managed to slip the tail.
I get it.
Oh, yeah, we did.
The snakes are all tail.
Yes. Lokesh, Eiko, and Carl did some gymnastics down the side of the aerostat in order to break into Daikon Industries.
There's video of it.
You fought up a couple of Guardian Angels.
I didn't do any gymnastics. I got carried.
That's right, because you nearly fell to your death.
That's right. Yeah. I waved and almost fell.
Trying to show off there. Almost got you a one-way ticket to the surface of Venus.
Although I like how I got credit for climbing down the side myself, so I should have just shut my mouth. I climbed down. I was great at it. I did not almost die because I waved.
You fought off some Guardian Angel bots, and Carl discovered the offending nanobots, the applications of the nanobots, at Dario Silvestri's workstation. Meanwhile, the Slitheroids were waiting for you in ambush across the street, and when they came to ambush you...
They got ambushed by Titus.
Leonidas.
Yes.
Ambushed them. Took three of them out, and one of them surrendered.
With three grenades.
Three grenades
and lots of bullets.
A whole lot of bullets.
Yep.
A whole lot of bullets were being fucked off.
So I forget what happened at the end of the last game. Did you kill the guy take his stack? He's still alive?
Still alive.
Yeah, he's still alive.
Yeah, he's going to ask him. I think he was trying to get information out of him. That's
I want to pop the rest of their stacks so that no one can... Like, look at there so I can see that I killed it. Huh?
Well, we also need to go to a different spot.
Yeah.
Yes. All right, so let's pick it up from there, because station security has not responded yet, but they are on their way. You know from talking to Smith that they're very overtaxed because people are very nervous because the station's under lockdown.
Right.
So they're all, you know, the cops are all over the place trying to keep people calm and orderly. So I'll say you guys come out of the front of Daikon.
Radish. Just kick open the door and just get on the floor.
I want to say each of you guys has time for one action before you have to run. So you meet up with, you see, before we get into that, let's go around and introduce ourselves. I'm Ryan, I'm God.
I'm Alex. I am usually God, but today I am Lokesh Khatri. He is the auditor for oversight.
I'm James. I'm playing Aiko Aimi. He is an octopus mechanic, and he is boss.
I'm Meyer, and I'm playing Leonidas Alexander Titus.
He's the ultimate merc, and he's awesome.
He is awesome.
And I'm Chris.
Team, so.
I'm playing Carl.
Carl. You're Chris, and you're
not
playing Carl.
It's Carl.
It's a heavy
very
cap.
Carl. Yes.
Very hard to see.
Chris playing Carl.
I pronounce your name that way.
I would like to grab one of the...
Chris.
Oh, no, you can say Chris regular.
What's the base for kinetic weapons?
Didn't you take, like, something off the desk? You had, like, you found some information
in the drawer. Those things that Ryan said I found, the nanobots.
Yeah, it's your coordination.
That's what.
All right, well, then their SMGs aren't really going to do me any good, because I can't use them.
And pop their stacks. I'm going to say pop their stacks, and then no one can...
Well, you're outside with the bot.
We just walked outside.
Oh, we just walked outside? Okay.
So, yeah, you guys come outside, and you see...
a huge fuck-off hole.
Not quite a hole, but there's definitely a chunk blasted out of the street. Burn marks, pieces of snake robot litter the street. There's a Slitheroid morph lying dead.
Oh yeah, right. We're tacneted.
There's three of them lying dead. Right?
Yes, in the middle of the road. There's one down the road a fair piece, and there's half of one hanging out the window. And there is Leonidas standing over one who seems to be cowering in deference.
I believe we're tack netted. So
you guys have your tack net. So if you want, you can coordinate.
Yeah, we should each grab one of these stacks so they can't ID us.
Yeah. Okay. Sounds like a good idea.
All right.
I'm going to go grab one.
You reach down to grab the stack. It's melted.
Well, that solves that problem.
They were dead switched.
All right.
Good.
Well, it's a good thing you got one alive then.
So, let's get out of here.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, what about the one that's alive?
He's coming with us.
Okay.
You're going to have to make some move to disable him. It could be...
Can I knock him unconscious?
Well, that's going to be...
He's a robot.
He's a robot, okay. Yeah.
Can we turn him off for a little bit? You know, flip the power switch.
If anybody has a hardware robotics check, I'll let you...
I have hardware electronics...
I'll let you roll it at a minus 20.
I also have engineering and academics.
I have aerospace.
I'll let you get away with hardware electronics at...
minus 20?
Minus 20.
No. Wait, you know what?
Wait.
Do I have moxie?
I was going to say, we could just cut off his limbs and his bottom and carry the torso away.
Well, that would probably require some heavy machinery.
Don't you have liquid thermite?
Yes, I do have thermite.
I think that would do it.
Okay.
Thermite paint.
He sees you coming toward him with the thermite, and he starts to back away.
I thought Meyer had him cowered.
Yeah, but he's not going to sit there and let you pour fucking thermite on him.
Yeah.
That's going to be extremely painful.
No, it's not. He's a robot!
Well, he can only ignore wounds to a certain point. And I think pouring liquid...
Well, no, robots don't feel pain. Wounds for synthmorphs is like your body doesn't function.
Well, his cyber brain is still going to tell him how, you know...
Well, what other options do we have, then?
Well, it's going to be unpleasant, but it's not going to hurt.
God, what are all other options, then?
You could, as I said, make some kind of move to disable him. You could just, like, try to tie him up if anybody's got...
Could I empty out the alpha stack of me and my...
I have disassembly tools.
And put him in there and just leave his robot alone?
You need an ego bridge.
Yeah, you need...
Those are big.
Yeah.
Well, you do, consequently, you are standing right outside of a resleeving facility... However, going back inside and using the ego bridge would definitely take more time than you have.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So no, I can't do that.
I'm gonna say since he's a snake morph, he's got like a segmented body, so it would be possible for you to like tie his body in a way that he can't move. You know, if all the segments are like pushing against each other.
Does my military ops training has that taught me anything? I've taken a hostage out then?
Yeah, I'd let you get away with that if you wanted to learn to tie up remember how to tie up a Slitheroid morph so that it couldn't move.
Okay.
Go ahead.
I also have disassembly tools. I am a mechanic that disassembles ships and stuff. Yeah. You know, I probably would have something to hack them up
with. I got a 61 out of 65.
All right.
So I do.
So, who do you hand the gun to? Because you had your gun on him, and that's why he wasn't running away.
Okay, well, we were tack-netted, and so as we're seeing how terrible they are, who is the least worst of the bunch? Was it me, Alex, maybe?
I was pretty awful.
That was James.
I was using...
I don't have a couple of guns. I'm not sure which one I'm using, actually.
I think you were holding your pistol on him because you had fired the rail rifle empty.
I mean, we could all just... The rest of us could just pull our guns on him.
All right. So, Meyer, you say cover him. Well, you three pull your guns and...
If I had right more than... Wait, I think I have... Yeah, I think
you
I have
go,
two guns, so I have, like, two of my
tentacles
out.
You go Boy Scouts on the snake and tie one mother of a knot.
Uh-huh.
And you can pretty much, with two people, pick him up, and he won't be able to move.
Sounds good.
All right, so you guys...
Me and Octopus, because he has arms to spare.
And you have...
I do have arms to spare.
So, as things stand now, you guys have 3 hours. I think we're up to like 2.5, but since we called the game last time, I'm just going to say we're at the halfway point.
Okay.
You have 3 hours until the delegation from the PC shows up. And basically, just as a reminder, what you have to have done by then is you have to make it look like Smith has this all tied up with a neat little bow on it. Whatever evidence, either he was able to handle it without any trouble, or you make it look like it never happened.
Wait, make what look like it never happened?
The whole,
abduction?
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Alright, we should bring him someplace that isn't where we actually want to be, like our hotel room or something.
Alright. I don't think you guys even have...
No, I don't think we do. So we need to find an empty place to bring him.
Alright,
because do any of us have a prisoner's mask?
No.
I don't. Yeah. So we need to bring him somewhere and do this quickly.
We can always pay a room at the dollhouse.
You could do that.
I'd rather not.
Since you have that contact.
I mean, we're in the industrial area, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Is there an empty warehouse we can go in? Not necessarily vacant, but just not there right now.
Networking hypercorps or... Because, I mean...
Yeah.
Just wandering around until you find an empty warehouse.
54 out of 60 for hypercorp networks.
All right. You managed to find an office building that's between owners. the real estate agent has the key code on the mesh and will give it to you if you are quote unquote interested in seeing the property. So you can go in.
I'm very interested in seeing the property.
I was thinking of opening up a repair shop down here.
Yeah. So I will boop, 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 beep. Whatever the code is.
Beep, boop, beep, beep. And you're trusted enough. There's no security active in there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, that's a song of Funky Town.
What's your C rep?
80.
Yeah, your rep is high enough that you don't have to.
I kind of picture him as sort of being the operative from Serenity, in that when he like punches in his ID code, everyone just kind of goes, "Oh, yeah, sure, we'll help."
Basically.
Like, oh, it's an oversight auditor. We're fucked.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be nice to him.
You're like the operator, but you can't fight at all.
Yeah, well, I can, just not well. He's not fighting. He's meant for infiltrating. Mm. He's not supposed to fight. Yet he says right here, you possess a broad spectrum of skills to investigate, infiltrate, manipulate, and, if necessary, sabotage.
Mm. Ooh, just bring me and I can kill stuff.
Exactly.
Sabotage!
Right. So you guys walk into the building.
Sabotage via Meyer.
It is, pretty empty. There's no computer equipment or furniture or anything.
That's fine. are there windows?
There are rooms where there aren't.
Good. So that's where we're
going. Go to an interior room. The snake who is bound and gagged is trying to thrash, but failing because Meyer's not was so badass.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to...
That he's missing. And that has 3 dead bodies.
Leonidas and Lokesh are pretty cool guys. They doesn't afraid of anything.
Mm. Leonidas Alexander Titus.
Alright, he doesn't know anybody on the station who can come to help him. So
eat it, snake.
That's good.
And
well, he does, but they're dead.
Yeah.
All right, so I guess we'll throw him down in one of those interior offices.
He clangs to the floor.
And then ungag him.
All right.
Where are they? Swear to me!
What are you going to do with me?
That depends on you.
Kind of... Start looking at his brain. Or do I need that bridge?
No, we need an ego bridge.
Yeah, you need an ego bridge and a server to instance his ego on.
Okay.
If you wanted to do psychosurgery.
What if I wanted to do...
Why not just do surgery on him?
Yeah.
Really speaks.
He's a robot.
That's true. Right, I can't.
We won't... What we're going to do to you really depends on you, sir. We need information. Give it to us,
we're aerospace.
And you'll be okay.
I could turn him into a plane.
He says, I don't know anything.
I'm not sure I believe that. Can I make a kinesics check?
Yeah, go ahead.
I can all kinesics.
45 out of 50.
Yeah, who cares? I'll just figure it out.
Nope. He's telling the truth. As far as you can tell from the robot snake.
Right.
He says, look, I was brought in from off-world to do a simple job. Came in, lease leaving facility, back alley. I got names and a location and dossiers, and that was it.
Names of whom?
Us.
Who hired you?
Listen, pal, I'm a beta fork. I don't remember.
Can I make another kinesics check, or is he still telling the truth?
Go ahead, if you want to.
30 out of 50.
Yeah, he beat him. He does know who hired him.
Mm-hmm. I'll ask you one more time before I let my associate here start to disassemble you piece by piece.
I light up the blowtorch.
Okay. Akos, make me an intimidation check at a plus 10.
All right.
Fucking scary.
You just see that thing sparking.
Damn it, no.
Oh.
76 out of 50. And I don't want to use my one point of moxie on that.
He must have remembered that part about how you were saying earlier, nothing we can do to him will actually hurt him.
Well, that wasn't TACNET.
Yeah, but he knows that too. Because he's in there and he was just shot several times and that didn't hurt.
Yeah.
He says, look, pal, I've got a reputation to maintain. Do what you want to this, but it's not going to hurt.
All right. Well, I do think he has some superfluous limbs.
Oh, he's a snake.
I know. He has arms.
That's right, he does.
Start with the fingers first.
Well, no, just cut off his arms.
Yeah, I can do that.
All right. James, what kind of hardware skill are you using?
I like to work joint by joint.
But I mean, it doesn't hurt him. So.
I have electronics, industrial.
Cutting off his fingers is going to give the same effect as cutting off his arm.
Industrial? Alright, go with industrial at a minus 10.
He's going to be contented.
Right, 30 out of 30. At 30 out of 45.
Okay.
We will kill him and he'll get reinstantiated.
Mm-hmm.
Or
it's not pretty, but you cut off one of his arms. You're just going joint by joint?
Sure, yeah. Just go.
It is still pretty psychologically damaging experience.
Yes.
So he starts to look very, very distressed.
Now, what was that about? You not knowing who hired you?
He says, "It was the Night Cartel."
And where might we be able to find them?
I don't know, man. I'm not local.
Where did you re-sleeve?
It wasn't a permanent thing.
So where was it?
Rented room. He gives you an address on Pavarti.
I'm gonna check it with the station map. Where is it?
It's pretty much an empty room for rent. There are a lot of them on the station. People throw parties, impromptu orgies,
right.
Functions of all kinds. So,
I'm going to step out of the room. Is it like? Who would I call to rent that room? Like, is there like a building manager I'd have to call to rent the room?
Yeah. We'll say there's a number attached.
Right. So I'm going to give them a call.
A mesh ID.
Yes, I was at a function at room, whatever it was. And I believe I left my ecto there. Is there anyone still there?
Let me check the schedule, sir. There's a pause and it's just a receptionist.
Yeah.
Nobody was scheduled to use the room during that time. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Are you sure you have the right day?
Maybe not, but thank you. All right, so they did it off the books. Mm-hmm. Not surprising. So they're gone from there.
Yeah.
All right, well...
So, yeah, he was hired by the Night Cartel, but he's a Beta Fork from off-station.
Right.
So he doesn't know anybody. He was just given names and, well, dossiers, pretty much. Give me an intelligence. Idea check, cog times 3.
45.
I may have made you make this last time.
Ooh, 43 out of 45.
All right. If you guys are indeed dealing with remote XP backup... then whatever, when they went to investigate the infected cases at the clinics, it stands to reason that whatever those people were experiencing was being remotely backed up.
Right, so they would know that
there
is.
They would know at least about James and Chris.
Okay. I'm going to go back in. I want to ask him, how many names were you given?
Two names, 4 targets.
I see. All right. Well, I don't think there's anything else we're going to get from him.
I'm going to cut his head off my vibrate.
Well, do we want to let him suffer, or do we want to end him quickly?
We could just leave him bound and gagged somewhere.
That's what I was thinking.
So he can't, you know...
After we take off the rest of his limbs.
Sounds like a plan.
Son of a bitch. All right.
We can come back for him later.
You guys are with the police, you know. You have...
That's
you
true.
Security,
yeah.
Security, you know.
That is true. Yeah, all right, so...
You could just turn him over to Smith and...
No, there's someone in Smith's organization that's not working for him. Right? There's some spy or something. That's how that lady went missing. That we're looking for.
Well, no, she was kidnapped from her room.
She was kidnapped from her room, and he knows that at least the people he had on that operation, somebody must be compromised.
Right.
Yeah. So,
but you can turn the guy into Smith, and he's the station security chief. Like, you know, if he's not committed to his job, then there's no fucking point.
All right. So I'll give Smith a call.
All right. He looks a little perturbed. He says, "What do you got?"
We have a hired gun, a mercenary who was brought in from off station by the Night Cartel. Do you want him?
The Night Cartel. So this is a mafia thing. You haven't updated him at all. So he says,
"That's right. We haven't."
What's going on? What have you found?
I'll explain to him about the nanovirus and the remote XP viewing, but we haven't found Dwala Chatterjee yet.
Okay.
Presumably, we know she was kidnapped by the Night Cartel.
Right. He says, you know, look, we're getting down to the wire here. We have around 2.5 hours by this point before the contingency from the PC shows up.
Yes.
You need to leave him wherever he is, as long as you're sure he's not going to get away. I'll have somebody stop by and pick him up. You guys have whatever authority you need, because you're trusting.
Right.
Find out who's responsible for this, and either arrest them or clean it up yourselves.
Very good. He's not going anywhere. I'll give him the address and room number.
All right.
Gonna gag him with his own arm.
Oh my god.
Doctor, could you backtrace to find out where those recorded XPs are going?
Didn't we already do that? I thought we knew where it was going. Like, we had the website, but we just couldn't access it.
Yeah, that was...
Oh.
It was, like, a dummy site.
Yeah, you couldn't...
It was 403 Forbidden.
You couldn't figure out where the server was located.
Would that be an InfoSec check? I have InfoSec. I'm going to give it a shot. Since he can tell me what the website, what the site is. I have a little bit of InfoSec.
I don't think I had any.
Nope. I'm not. It's not even listed on my sheet. So,
I have 40. It's not a lot, but
it's something.
Yeah.
It's better than the rest of us.
If you want,
for the rest of this.
If you want information, you're going to hack the server.
Right.
To figure out where it is.
Okay.
So, where the hell is my hacking sequence here?
First, I got to break the firewall.
It's a task action, 10 minutes infosec.
Yes.
At base.
Where's my credits? 2 out of 40.
All right.
All right.
Close enough for government work.
Yes.
Hey.
Come on.
If you knew how often we said that at work.
All right.
All right, so now...
So there is a security AI.
Of course. All right. 15.
Okay. So you are in as a user, and you have covert status.
Nice.
No one knows you're there.
Good. All right, I'll take it. Is this where the XPs are?
Give me an interfacing test. I'm not even going to roll against you, because you're next.
I'm going to spend my point of moxie to make that critical failure a regular failure. So, I failed.
All right, you can't tell, you can't get, you're past the firewall, you have access to the server,
mm-hmm.
But apparently you need admin privileges in order to see everything on the server.
All right, well, I mean, I don't want
to...
Try logging in as admin.
From where you stand right now, it looks just like a normal office server with the kind of files that you'd expect...
Okay.
On an office server.
From where I am, can I find out where the server is?
Give me another interfacing test.
Do better. 3. I passed that one.
Okay. Yeah, the server is located at a medical supply company called Corvallis Synthetics.
Corvallis Synthetics?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that one's a radish.
By the way, I reloaded my gun.
All right, can I make one more go at trying to see if they have the
all right.
XPs? That's what I meant.
Infosec at minus 30.
Oh.
Because you want to get admin permission,
yeah.
So you can see everything.
All right.
Admin.
No, 50 out of 10.
Oh. So. Someone changes the default password.
It's probably admin 1 now.
Yeah.
Well, you've been spotted now.
All right. Well, I'll just log out.
We'll close out the connection.
Yeah.
All right. Well, just the security AI doesn't even have a chance to trace it or do anything. It just, someone's hacking it.
Yep. Bye. Yeah. All right. Well.
So what that means is
that their phone line.
What that means is that it's going to be logged as an event.
Right.
And they will, you know, whoever owns the server is going to get a notice that they were hacked.
That's fine.
So we're going to follow the Neo-Avian lead now?
Well, I figure the Neo-Avian would be able to lead us to the Night Cartel. What I'm thinking is that if we can find the server where these XPs are being stored, we could... Chatterjee was infected. So theoretically, her XPs are being sent to the server. So if we can find her XPs,
we can find out
where she is.
Okay.
But that'll probably get us to the same place where Black Vein could get us, so maybe we should split up. Why don't you take the doctor to go try and intimidate the bird?
All right.
And Aiko and I will go try to see if we can't find some more information from the server.
Sounds good.
Goody! All right. So who wants to go first, then?
Meyer and Chris.
Meyer and Chris.
I have to pee anyway.
All right.
Go first, sis.
So you guys have a name, Black Vein. Do you want to do any research on him, or you just want to figure out where he is?
Let's do some research on
him. Networking criminals.
Networking criminals? Okay. It's not the greatest skill.
43 out of 45.
All right.
I networked.
You find out that he is a local fixer.
Greg.
He makes most of his money buying and selling information.
Uh-huh.
And sometimes he also makes book on sporting events and things like that. He's mid-level, and he lives in tower for uplifts called the Renji Estates.
Renji Estates. And he does gambling, and he does... What was the first thing you said?
He buys and sells information.
Ah,
so he's
right,
like... He's
an information broker.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
I don't remember why we have this guy's name. Like, why? Where did this clue come from?
The house detective at the hotel said that he was contacted by Blackvein. Blackvein told him, if you let these guys up to this woman's room, then your favor with us is consider it fulfilled.
Ah, okay.
So he didn't know anything because he was just doing a favor, but he gave you the name of the person who asked him to do the favor.
Okay. Well, obviously, first of all, I'll share all that information with Meyer for Leonidas Alexander Titus.
Thank you.
Then yeah, I guess we could just go there. Do a visit, right?
Yep.
I have networking criminals. Did you want me to roll that and see if I can find them for you?
No,
did
we,
you?
We got it.
Yeah, okay. All right. You guys find the place.
Yes, I can.
It's in kind of a slummier neighborhood. You see a lot of synths around, and also a lot of uplifts. You go inside, and you see it is an enormous aviary.
Ooh,
pretty much. Hmm. So there's a big, looks like a genetically engineered tree of some kind.
Lots of newspaper on the floor.
Please, they're uplifts. They're civilized. they can use a toilet. Big, you know.
They can use a toilet.
Is it like the birdcage?
But there's still a bunch of newspaper on the floor.
There are neo-avians pretty much everywhere. It looks
shitting
like
on everything.
It looks like they all roost wherever they want, pretty much. But they each have, you see them flapping back and forth. Looks like they each have like a compartment on the periphery around.
Is there stairs?
Arboreum. Well, you could try asking somebody. You know, where do we find Blackvein or?
Can we? We can like look at people and see the tags, right?
Yeah.
So let's see if we can just find him first. Like straight perception, right?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Perception.
Perception.
Ah. 11.
Critical success.
Yes.
All right. You pretty much lock onto him immediately. He's preening himself at one of the upper levels of the tree. He's you know, perched on one of the upper branches. Gravity is almost full Earth gravity on Venus. I think it's 0.8 G.
Yeah,
they can't quite fly.
They can fly.
They can fly.
Yeah, they can. I mean, they can fly in a full G. They're birds.
Well, yeah, but they're like meter tall neo-avians.
Right, but they have. I mean, they have their wings are to scale.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I always figured they could fly, too.
I always thought that you could only, like, really fly in microgravity.
You bet. You ain't never seen an elephant fly.
No, I'm pretty sure that they...
No, big things can fly.
Dragons.
Yeah.
All right, so yeah, he's like I said, perched on one of the upper branches, preening himself. A crow. He's about a meter tall.
And Venus is 0.9, just so you know.
Okay, so I was off by a tenth.
Good grief. Know your gravity.
I really... That astronomy course that I took fucking 7 years ago in college, I really...
Yeah. We don't even want to hear about it, Ryan. No excuses.
And Saturn?
You should have memorized how much gravity is in each planet in our solar system, and you didn't. We're all disappointed in you.
Well, your professor, we're going to tell him.
Crushed like we stepped on the Jupiter.
Big F for Ryan Malik.
But you wouldn't know that, because you don't know how bad the gravity is on Jupiter.
Professor Ryan does not know.
I would submit that you can't really describe gravity in terms of good or bad.
Well,
in terms of severity. But you can describe it situationally in terms of good or bad. For instance, if you're being pulled towards the event horizon of a black hole, that gravity is bad gravity. But if the gravity is holding you onto the ground here on Earth, then that's good gravity.
And what if the Unless gravity
you
trip, is
that really depends how much you want to be here on Earth.
That's true.
True enough.
I think that's bad gravity, isn't it?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
All right, so anyhow, you see meter-tall Crow. He's wearing a red leather vest and one of those visors that you see, like, CPAs wear. He's got a monocle. And
Ed would love this guy.
All down his back, he's got nano dyes. So his feathers radiate with all the colors of the rainbow in little patterns.
From mauve to blue.
Across his back and down his wings. So if you want, you can send him a message, let him know that you're looking for him, or...
Do you think we could...
Hey, yo, Big Bird.
Obviously,
the shells,
approaching
suck a duck.
Him in this situation is not the best course of action. We might need to get him out of his aviary. Mm. How about just something simple like, you got something you might be interested in?
We want a place of
come meet us, and then we can tell him to come where we left that Slitheroid if we even want. We know that place is abandoned.
That is not your voice.
Well, the cops might be there.
That is not your character's voice at all.
Oh, yeah, the cops might be there. I was doing it out of character. Sorry.
I'm sorry.
It's not as bad as Ryan's not knowing the gravity.
That's almost though.
So what's your plan of approach, boys? You're starting to get stares because...
I'm going to shoot him.
You're not.
So
he's just...
Don't do that.
Himself.
One down.
Just message him. Send him an anonymous message.
Yeah, I'll send him that
send
message.
Send him an anonymous
Are you happy with
message.
Your size?
All right, what do you say to him?
Bird sex jays.
I've been wanting to go back. He looks so awesome.
It's a house.
We have some information I think you might be interested in. We need a place to meet him, though. And we don't want to bring him to the other place. Can we find somewhere else before I send him that message?
I have some HyperCorp. Can I try to find it at a nice factory that's by itself?
Right.
That another
he
abandoned...
might have a room that he does beat business in. So.
I was going to say he's not going to meet an anonymous source.
Why don't you tell him that you want to buy info from him?
All right.
Okay.
Tell him he's going to make money off of it.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Yes. Exactly. So.
Or even
looking for some information. Heard you were the one to see. Where can we go a little more quiet?
Wink, wink, money, money.
Right. He
nudge, nudge. Say no more.
He sends you back.
Who is this?
Depends on the information you're looking for. I usually do business out of my apartment.
Ooh,
I thought this tree was his apartment.
Yeah, but he has his own little like recess. He got up to.
He has his own cage.
Yeah, basically.
Ah.
Is it a bird cage?
No, it's a rat cage. God damn it, why would you ask such a stupid question?
Of course,
I was referring to the movie, The Bird Cage.
It's not a gay bar, James. Yeah.
So I think that's probably a bad idea. Go into that place. If we want to threaten him. He's probably got other friends that are birds around.
I don't know.
Well, do you want to threaten him? We might want to. You guys know.
Let's leave our options open.
You guys know that he's middle management. Mm-hmm. And that he's an information broker. So he probably doesn't do the killing and the shooting himself.
No. All right. Let's just go meet him in a stupid cage, then.
Yeah. And your character's voice.
I'll send him a message that says, lead the way.
Nope.
All right.
I'm not talking yet. I sent the message.
He's
going to read in your voice, though.
He says, check your entropics. One of those little indicators, fucking, you know, like when you play Portal and you want to say, put the portal over there, one of those pops up and you're in tropics.
What about a giant green floating arrow floating just above? Go there.
Basically.
I want that.
Alright, so you have your... You have
an arrow.
You have that arrow. It indicates one of the apartments.
I have a waypoint.
There's an elevator.
How much meter away?
You take up. You guys arrive. It's very nicely furnished.
Shit everywhere.
Should we just, Ryan, can I have a portal gun in this game now you mentioned it?
Straight out first.
No, we should ask.
Can James have 8 portal guns?
Yeah, I got 8 arms.
Okay, well, first thing you're going to have to do is hop the fence and get down to Earth. And then you're going to have to talk GLaDOS into giving you one.
That's easy. A good point.
Yeah.
She's probably a Titan by this
point. She would love to give you one, but, you know, you're going to have to test.
Yeah.
Getting a portal gun at Aperture Science, not hard. Getting out of Aperture Science, that's tough.
GLaDOS might definitely be a Titan. I'm not even going to doubt that at all.
Although she was sequestered, so maybe not. It depends how much outside access she had. Anyway.
Well, she did become a potato.
Everyone's
goal in life is to become a potato.
So yeah, there's a desk. It looks like he has part of his apartment set up as an office. So there's a desk with a perch behind it.
Sorry, I can't take this character seriously.
I can. This is very important.
He flaps in. He goes, gentlemen. Pleasure to meet you. Name's Blackvane. And he flaps over your heads, lands behind his desk on the perch. Please, have a seat.
It's
actually sort of a miniature version of a desk, and there are no chairs. It's just sort of pillows on the floor because he's only 3 feet tall. So he indicates the pillows. He looks a little twitchy. He's nervous. So, what can I do for you?
Bird from Futurama, the lawyer.
I'm just a simple country chicken.
that I cannot. A cock-a-doodle-doo.
So wait, he told them to bring us to the to let us go into the apartment upstairs.
Yeah, he told us where to go. You guys said you were looking to buy information from him, and he said, "This is where I do business. Meet me here." And you guys met him there, and now he says, "What are you looking for?"
I mean, at the hotel, he's the one who told us to go upstairs to the apartment, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
What? The bird told you.
The bird told us to go to the apartment. Yes. The guy at the hotel told us to go to the bird.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So the guy at the hotel, what was his name?
Mr. Bryant.
Mr. Bryant. Okay. So.
I mean, you guys technically are cops, so you could show him a badge and be like, "We're cops. Tell us what the fuck you know."
Yeah.
Oh. That might be the best way to do it.
Missing person.
Okay, so let's present him with our paperwork, first of all.
Yeah. Your virtual work?
Virtual work.
They're very protective of
trees. Our social seemed like your friend Mr. Bryant at the hotel sold you out.
you show him your badges and he actually goes, "Ah!" Gentlemen, I do not appreciate the ruse here. I thought we were going to do business.
Well, we could do business still.
Well, whoever this was hired someone to come kill me, and I don't appreciate that.
Well, I'm very sorry about that. It is a rough business. But you're here and you're healthy, so that's good.
No thanks to you.
Now listen, boys, I had nothing to do with the attack on you. That's not my gig.
So why don't you tell us about the part that you did have something to do with?
If I knew what you were talking about, I would. What is this? The hotel.
Mr. Bryant works at the hotel as a security agent.
Yes, yes.
You had him let some people up to take someone out.
Let's just say my employers were very interested in a person of interest that was under surveillance there. Needed a way in, and I happen to know that Brian owed a favor.
So yes, we figured all that out already.
Made the connection.
Who are your bosses?
Listen, boys, I'm in the information game, so.
Alright, so here's information for you, Mr. Vane. Those 4 guys that you had come after us, they're all dead. I killed them. You know, Mr. Bryant, your friend? I slammed his face into this desk. So who is your boss?
Make me an intimidation check.
that doesn't work, you should threaten to pluck him.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That's actually great.
Clip his wings. Clip his wings.
I got a 37 out of 40.
Ooh, nice.
Boom.
All right, well, he failed. So he goes...
Does he lay an egg?
He's a he.
He sort of ruffles his feathers. Listen, I don't want any trouble. I don't want any trouble here.
So tell me the information. I'm going to start plucking you.
Lay off the feathers, buddy. I got...
very expensive feathers, I know.
Paid good money for the nano dyes. Listen, the woman that you were interested in, Miss Chatterjee, she came down with the bug, you know, the bug that's going around.
Yeah.
Let's just say that my employers are indirectly responsible for said occurrence. And they were looking to cover up. Not a very advisable course of action originally, but, you know, you live, you learn, you make mistakes. You make mistakes, you live, you learn.
We need that information already.
They're trying to cover up the nanovirus?
Well, it wasn't a virus. It was just a faulty nanomedical application. Because they were...
The program that's right. In the medical bots is faulty.
Right.
They're trying to cover that
They're trying to cover it up. And they were doing that by kidnapping people who came down with it.
And then storing all their information on a server somewhere? That doesn't seem like a good way to keep it quiet.
Well, no, he says, look, it seemed like a straightforward way to make some cred. You got people coming to Pravari, they come here to have a good time. You insert some XP transmitters in a few people's heads, you get some pornage. Sell the XP on the mesh.
How delightfully crass. This is all about pornography.
yeah, you know, buddy. People pay good money for this shit.
Who is your employers? Where can I find them?
We're still tech-netted. Mm-hmm. I have an idea.
Mm-hmm. All right. Beat me all you want, buddy, but I can't give you that information.
I'm going to reach over when he says, beat me all you want, buddy, and just pluck one feather. Just reach over, grab one, and go...
All right, give me... Since it's a surprise attack, he's not going to get a...
It's not an attack, I'm just... Boop, and I'm making that noise.
Well, he's gonna try to jerk away.
So. All right.
Well, once he grabs the feather, it's going to... When he jerks away, it's going to definitely gonna
just
come out.
Go with reflex times three.
Reflex times three.
Since you want to do it really quick.
Ref?
Yeah.
That's 45. No, 69. Oh, yeah.
The reflex.
Wow, chicka, wow, wow. I'm talking about pornography.
He beat you with a three.
All right. So I do like this.
Yeah. Hey, buddy.
Is it actually a cage?
No, I don't think it's actually.
So is it a wall that can't see?
So now I'm not even going to try it. I'm just going to, keep going.
He smacks your hand.
Ron, is there windows or anything in here?
Yeah, there's a big window behind his desk, and half of the room is open to it's not as good as a public place, but if he screamed, there would be birds all over you.
Okay.
See, he says...
Can I knock him unconscious?
No, wait. Let's try it this way. Okay. Maybe you're not intimidated by my friend.
Well, boys.
Shooting you in the face.
He was saying he can't... He was going to say he can't tell you without some kind of compensation.
Yeah, he wants to talk deal, basically. So you guys can keep going and try
How
to intimidate him into telling what he knows. You can do some violence to him if you so...
Well,
I think we should pay before we do it violence.
You guys,
maybe we can intimidate him
before you pay.
Be in jail.
We're tech-netted. I'm going to send you a message to hold up. Can I use my... So, if I understand it, so far, what he's telling us is that the Night Cartel was responsible for... They probably paid that guy to infect the morphs with the nanovirus so that they can get the XPs and sell them as porn.
Yes. That's exactly what...
Right.
Yes.
So they don't we want her back to clean this up. Right. They want to clean this up, too. We have a cure for the virus now. So, can I use my criminal networking, and I also have 55G rep. I want to talk to someone from the Night Cartel and say, look, you want to clean this up, give us back Dwala Chatterjee, we will give you the cure for the nanovirus, and I will not mention your involvement about this to anyone. I just want Miss Chatterjee.
Oh, and also, you know those guys that fucked up on the thing you bought? Well, we already have one of them alive if you want to do anything.
Well, we already gave him to the police.
That's true.
Yeah. All right.
I just want to call him up and say, we go talk to someone and say, we just want to make a trade.
All right, sure.
You know, I won't tell anyone that you were, we won't tell anyone you were involved in this. We'll give you the cure so you can cover it up. The more people who disappear, the more likely you are going to get found out. So,
okay. Networking criminals.
Come on.
I also have networking criminal.
48 out of 45.
Yeah.
Ouch.
Can I just spend rep? Can I, like, spend 3 rep?
You want to burn rep?
I'll burn, like, 2 rep just to get...
Okay, just to get to somebody who can...
Yeah, like 2 rep just to get to somebody who can actually talk. Well, I guess maybe 3 rep to get to someone who can actually talk to me and make a fair trade.
All right. So you managed to talk your way through a guy who is, like... 95% sure that you're a cop.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you are a cop.
Yes.
But, like, he knows. I have no idea what you're talking about, man. I have no clue. I have no clue.
Look, I have the proof. I don't care about that. I just want the girl.
Look, I'm sure your girlfriend, whoever she is very nice. But eventually... You... pretty much pool all of the possible contacts that you have on the Guanji network,
mm-hmm.
on this station, because remember, mass yeah. access from outside is sealed off. You know, you ask a whole bunch of favors, you know, tell this fucker that I am okay.
Yeah.
And they vouch for you. So he says, alright man, alright, I'll put you through to my boss. A minute later, and you're in Troptics.
Mm-hmm.
You see a woman wearing a red power suit.
Okay.
Very
bless
very,
you.
Bless you. Very fancy. Very yeah. fancy jewelry. Her hair is woven into sort of an ornate pattern. It's very very hip, very chic. Very expensive.
I like chic.
She says, O'Donnell here. What can I do for you?
Ms. O'Donnell, my name is Lokesh Khatri. Thank you very much for taking the time to speak to me.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that we can be of mutual benefits to each other.
How's that?
I've heard that you are interested in covering up the outbreak of this odd virus that's been going around. I believe
be.
The porno virus. Yeah. Call it.
I believe I can help you do that. You see, I know that your associates have been hiding the evidence of this outbreak and making some people who have been infected disappear. And for a small outbreak, that could work. But as it spreads around Pavarti, people are going to start to notice all the missing people, and it's going to lead back to you, which I'm assuming you don't want.
I would like to avoid that situation, yes. Just a reminder, out of character,
mm-hmm.
It doesn't spread. Remember, it's just the morphs that pass through.
Right, okay.
That, Silvestri fucked
right.
up.
Well, it's still going.
He's incompetent.
Yeah. We have a cure for the mistake that was made. One of my associates is much better than the man you hired and was able to correct the problem. I am willing to give you this... so that way you could fix the problem. Word of your involvement shall never reach the authorities of the station. In exchange, I need back one of the people that you took.
Well, that depends on who you need back.
Anyone but that Chatterjee bitch.
she says, I've made arrangements for quite a few of them. Who do you need?
What sort of arrangements?
Let's just say that there are people you can go to if you need an ego to disappear.
I see. I believe the woman's name is Dwala Chatterjee.
She says, let me check. Oh, yes, I am still in possession of her mind. Could even get you her body if you needed it.
Do we need the body?
Yes. Why
not? Well, because out of character, her body's still infected. It would probably be easier just to sleeve her into something else.
Well, remember the solution. You know, once Chris, who's an nanomedicine expert, figured out that it was just the corrupted nano.
Right.
They put you in a healing vat and it fixes it.
But I'm thinking if we could just get her sleeved in a different body, it would make the deal even better for them. Because no, keep the body. I don't care. Just give me her ego back.
Okay.
We'll sleeve her into something. Because I mean, as long as she doesn't have to be in the same body, then we'll just sleeve her into something else and say, no, that's so. I'll tell her, I appreciate the offer, but I think her ego alone would be sufficient. You can keep the body.
All right. Where do you want to meet? Meet the exchange. I have a place where I usually do business that's off the mesh.
No offense, but I might prefer something slightly more public. I'm assuming there's like a park or a square somewhere.
Couldn't she kind of just like email you the her brain?
I think it's a little too much just to send over local mesh.
Yeah. And she says,
it'd be like downloading a song on a 56 modem.
Just give the
give me
the cure to what's his name, the bird that we're with that you know works with her.
48 out of 50.
When you say that you would prefer someplace a little bit more public,
mm-hmm.
she kind of looks to the side and snarls a little bit.
Is something wrong?
Let's just say I would prefer to do business on turf where I'm comfortable.
I was thinking to pick neutral ground. I just got on the station myself, so I'm going to pick the fountain.
The fountain?
Yes. The Pavarti Fountain. Okay. The famous Pavarti Fountain.
Famous Pavarti Fountain.
Yes.
They're
not the infamous one.
Cherubs there's with both sets of genitalia.
Exactly.
Urinating.
There's the good statue and the bad statue.
Yeah.
You pick the good statue.
Yes.
The bad statue was a golden shower one was peeing in her mouth. And was...
Well, maybe
she says. She says, look, I don't do business on other people's terms. Maybe you meet where I want to meet, or I'll get my hands on whatever it is you have one way or the other.
Can I make a persuasion check to try to persuade her to meet on my terms?
No.
Ah.
I'll say from your kinesics check.
She's not going to meet anywhere else.
Not the best.
We don't need to meet her.
You could tell that she was planning something.
Killed.
Yeah.
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 Because you realize that, you know, as much as you're being honest and open and legit with her, to her you're a loose end.
Okay.
Oh, we're tagged at it. That's why I know all this stuff.
Yeah, so you can watch the call.
Yeah, I'm going to send a message to you.
Mm-hmm.
Why don't you just have her give the ego to someone else, she can deliver it wherever she wants, and I'll just give the cure to the stock, the bird.
No, but she doesn't want to give us the ego. She just wants to kill us.
I know, but...
While I have her on the phone, can I make an InfoSec check to try to backtrace her call and see where she is?
Or we can just send her to the meeting.
No, 72 out of 40.
He's got guns.
And grenades.
See, well, she says, deal or no deal?
What would you say to using messengers to exchange the merchandise? They can meet at a public location. swap with each other, and we never have to meet face to face.
She says, look, I told you my terms. That's the way I do business. You don't do business my way, we don't do business. And she clicks off.
All right. I'll just message them back then.
Well, we were able to watch that.
Right. Well, yeah, I'll just say to you guys, get it out of the bird.
There she is?
Yes.
All right. I'm going to punch him.
Wait.
Well, I didn't say beat it out of the bird.
Well, he wasn't going to talk to us anymore.
Yeah, he was. He was going
to... You just have to make a deal
money.
With... He's, right. He's looking to make a deal.
Wait, before we punch him, all right, we're police. Let's just threaten to arrest him.
No. But why don't you see what he wants first? I want 100 credits.
Yeah.
You know.
No, he's...
I know. I figured he's probably this
is,
better.
You guys can tell from seeing the other compartments on your way up here, this is like what is considered a penthouse suite in his little aviary building. He's living high on
in Birdtown.
Yes. Yes. I want the name and location of your boss.
O'Donnell. We know her name now.
Yeah, just the location.
Where is Miss Sophie?
Well, before we talk about what you want, let's talk about what I want.
Everybody has plot
Do you
armor.
Want
in Ryan's
to not get
game.
Arrested? Because
well, you want your arms still attached to your body, right?
That would be an ideal outcome. Yes.
So give us this name, and we'll give you what you want.
Well, we have a name. We just need a location.
Location.
I'll send a picture. I'm going to send a video of the guy getting cut off. This is what happens to people who don't give us what we want.
Maybe an intimidation check of a +10. Showed fucking octopus blowtorching off a Slytheroid morph's arm.
46 out of... Well, you're at 60. Intimidation... 50. Yeah.
That'll make it. He goes, all right, look, I don't want any trouble, boys. You can find Miss O'Donnell. She works out of an illegal biomod clinic in the back of Corvallis Synthetics.
Oh.
I love biomod clinics.
Makes sense. All right, Ryan. I rolled a 6 on my networking criminals to see what I could find out about O'Donnell.
6, you said?
Yeah.
Alright.
I mean, we got her location.
Yeah.
So I'm looking for, like, personal info.
She likes long walks on the
beach.
Something
I could use against
her. Hairy men?
You find out that she is the underboss of the entire aerostat. She is the highest position that the Night Cartel has on the aerostat. You learn that she's impulsive and not very smart, as evinced by the fact that she tried to make money off of this weird, convoluted-ass XP porn scheme.
Yeah.
And she's a cutthroat bitch.
And the fact that, when someone fucked it up, her best, recourse was to just
kidnap people. Yeah.
And you also get... Why the hell not? This is not very hard to come by. She's not somebody that you want to fuck with.
Okay.
She is... a sadistic bitch, basically.
Right.
And you kind of got that sense, talking to her.
Mm-hmm.
Like when you didn't give in to what she wanted.
Yeah.
She just got mad and hung up.
All right, gentlemen. We need to figure out the best way to fuck with her.
I do like fucking with people.
And you've got about 2 hours to do it.
Yeah. All right.
That's plenty of time.
So, Carvalis Synthetics. I failed my research check.
What's research?
My research was 35.
I don't have research.
It Mine defaults is
55.
To COG.
Here, I'll roll it.
Straight up COG?
Yeah.
77. Nope. Critical failure.
What does the muse have it at? 60? Research? Or is it 30?
I think it's 30.
Well, let's see if my muse...
My muse critically failed.
My all right. Muse did not get
any... start a club.
We're all bad at researching right now.
Yeah.
I need Elise.
All right, you guys both find the website for Corvallis Synthetics.
Yeah.
Which is pretty similar to the website for Daikon Industries.
It's just a freaking fuck around.
Actually, I critically failed. Can I find the website for Carvel Ice Creamery?
Yes, you get...
I start looking up...
you find a website that gives you nothing but pop-ups.
You get fucking transhuman Maggie Moos.
Maggie Moos.
All right. Well, we found the website.
Fudgy the
website. So can I hack into it if I make an InfoSec check? Pretty much, I want to find out how many people there are there. Because probably Corvallis is just a front for the Night Cartel on the station. So all of the Corvallis employees are... Ooh, excuse me. Sorry, everyone who's listening. They're probably Night Cartel agents.
I'm just going to say no since you critically failed the research check.
No, that was my muse.
Oh, your muse.
I just regular failed.
Okay.
My muse critically failed.
Well, even so, like...
All right.
There's no... It's just a... It's, like James said, it's a fuck around.
Right.
You know, there's no way you could actually get qualitative information about the company off of the website.
Right.
How many people work here? Corvallis Industries is proud to...
Multiverse.
Right.
I order.
We have plenty of different types of people working here. From birds to squids.
All right. Well, then I have my saucer. Can I launch that and pilot it over to the build? I'm assuming we got the address, though.
Yeah, you can find it. No problem.
And pilot it over and get an air, scope it out aerially, see how big the building is.
Well, first of all, what are you guys doing with the bird? Are you just leaving?
I think we might just leave. Do we want to find any more information out from him? I don't think we can, really.
I mean, if he knows how many people...
Tell us about Corvallis Industries.
Synthetics.
Corvallis. Not the ice cream place.
I mean, you might as well, because you already gave up the bitch. And if... You don't tell us what you want. Now we're gonna show the bit of you telling us all about her. And I bet she wouldn't like that.
No, she wouldn't.
And you probably want to move up in the world, so we're gonna kill her, and then you can maybe take up over her spot.
Myra, make me a persuasion check. Because that's something he is interested in.
I don't have any persuasion.
I think it's savvy.
It's savvy. Go with whatever your savvy is, plus 20. Because you.
Okay. Look at an 8. 8 out of...
35.
35.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He says, all right. Look. If you've been in touch with her...
Yeah.
Okay, he wouldn't know that. He says, look, she's probably on high alert.
Mm-hmm.
So...
You could say, like, our associates just had a nice chat with her.
She's definitely got her two bodyguards. There are four guys that work there. Plus her.
Okay.
And she's a rough customer.
Wait, so she had two bodyguards plus four employees?
She's got two bodyguards. He tells Meyer they're Slitheroids.
Mm.
Well, we just fucked like four of them. Well, Meyer just fucked four of them.
Yeah, but those were different Slitheroids.
Yeah.
Those were betas.
I still have seven grenades.
The employees who usually work the warehouse are Olympians.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you want to know?
What's she sleeved in?
Yeah, what's
Could I tell from talking to her what she was sleeved in?
Do you have any kind of just morphs or academics biology or
I have I have an art in design. I have an interest in overboard schemes. I don't even know what that means. I have an interest in firewall proxies. Is she a firewall proxy?
No.
Inner system who's who.
All right. Go with it at a minus 20, though, because she's really not that important.
Nope. 93.
No.
Yeah,
just give me cog terms, too.
Cog times two. 67, no.
No.
All right, so I did not know what she was leaving.
So was she sleeved?
She was a female.
Well, that. Yeah, that, I was thinking she might have been a female.
So she has Slytheroids working with her. What's she sleeved in then?
She's a fury.
Good call.
I figured, yeah.
So yeah, you guys are facing two Slytheroids, a fury, and four Olympians.
I can't do anything.
Yeah.
And they know you're coming.
I only have a gun, some thermite, and, well, super thermite, my bad.
Why don't we just get the cops to come with us?
Start an all-out war?
Maybe they can bring a tank or something. Or police baboons! Can we get some police baboons, Ryan?
You can talk to Smith and see what he can give you.
Call Smith. Calling him.
Alright, are you guys leaving the bird's office? Because you guys... Basically, whenever you have these brief exchanges over the TACnet, you both sort of space out.
Oh, yeah.
And yes. He's just stares at you because you've been alternately threatening him and then just, like, glazing him.
All right.
So. I'd be kind of freaked out.
I was saying, it's
very unsettling.
I was saying, like, one of, like, whenever...
Where is she?
I would say like we're alternating, like some like one of us would be talking to them, and then one of us be talking to the bird. So that's what I was figured.
Even so, one of you would still be like,
"Yeah, he knows that you guys are doing something behind the scenes."
Well, he knows I'm gonna kill the bitch.
Yeah.
So, are you done with him? Because he, like I said, he's a little freaked out. You know, he's got
I think we're done with him.
I don't
right?
think we need anything else from him. Unless.
All right, let's blow the brains out. Maybe he has some men to set spare that need to help us out.
I doubt he does.
He's just a
Smith would be the best way to go about getting
it. He might be able to tell us where to hire someone, but I think we can get the cops to do it for free.
Yeah, all right, forget it.
Send the cops to their doom, that's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. Police baboons. Come on, police baboons.
It's not their doom, they just re-sleeve. And it will be paid for by whoever hired them, because they would have died on the line of duty.
Well, take care, Mr. Rain.
Pleasure doing business with you, fellas.
Good luck with your aspirations.
Oh, I'm gonna give him a card. If you ever need someone to hit a bun at your heads, here's my card.
He says, "Thanks. I'll keep that in mind."
Special.
All right. He kind of glares at you.
So I will call Smith.
All right.
Hey. I don't know about you, but I'm not going to give the
what? What is it? Please, God, tell me you found something.
Yes, we found out who is behind the kidnappings and the virus and where they are.
Fantastic.
You know you have a nasty night cartel infestation on your station.
Most of the things on this station are pretty nasty, in case you hadn't noticed.
That's
true. I do my best to keep order.
Would you like to get rid of the cartel?
If that'll help. We have 2 hours now.
We didn't really give him much of a choice at this point.
Yes. Well, Miss Chatterjee was kidnapped by the cartel. They have both her morph and her ego, although apparently separate. I would have made the exchange, except the boss of the cartel would rather murder me. She's not the brightest bulb.
Wonderful.
Yes. Unfortunately, we're rather outgunned to go in there by ourselves. We could use your assistance in the matter.
Basically, we only have one gun.
Yes. And they have seven.
He says, unfortunately, most of my men are busy doing crowd control on the station, preventing a riot. In fact, there is sort of a riot in progress as we speak that we're dealing with. If you need, I can spare you guardian angels and any arms you might need.
That will help. We'll be about to collect them. Riot gave me an idea, though.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have a profession, social engineering. Can I try to use that to spread around the word?
The cartels did it, and that.
Well, no, not the cartel, but that Carvalho Synthetics was the one responsible for distributing, you know, faulty implants or whatever that caused...
You're going to make the people...
That's true, right?
You're going to make
that is really what happened.
Well, it was a different company. But yeah, I mean, you know, spread around the rumor that Carvalho Synthetics, you know, did something, you know, had a, you know, started this virus.
All right, well,
because people think it's a virus.
Right, they think it's a virus. There is a drawback to that strategy, though. The drawback is that you want to get out of there and make it look like Smith and his security people are as competent as possible. So if you go and start a riot,
no, I want to get Dwala Chatterjee back.
Well, you also don't want the contingent from the Planetary Consortium to basically annex the station.
Oh, true. And if they see riots, yeah, they're going to want...
If they see riots, they're going to say, well, obviously the leadership here is incompetent and can't be trusted.
Right.
So there,
damn,
there's the
such a good idea.
It there's was, the trade-off there.
A great idea.
Well, we could do it, but we just have to hope that Smith is actually competent enough to get the riot back under control.
Tell him that we're going to let him know that we're going to start the riot.
It's a bit of a gamble again, because if you can get your hands on Chatterjee and put her in a morph, and you get basically the original plan was you give her her clearance and she tells her people, yeah, why don't you guys go home?
Well, I have ADC rep. Can I tell them to go home?
No. They answer directly to her.
Okay, so they're her people.
They are her people.
Okay.
This whole thing is her move.
Right. Okay. So it's off the it's her right. Okay.
Yeah. Originally this was supposed to be you guys show up,
tell her, hey, don't do this.
Send people home, and then quietly deal with the problem yourselves. But now there's time pressure because she's bringing.
Right.
Other people into it.
And she wasn't there for us to tell her, don't do this.
Right.
Okay. Well, if we start the riots, as long as we get her soon enough, we could deal with that part later.
We could definitely do crowd control.
I have some security up. I know security thing.
I mean, like, once the company goes down, then we could say, yay, we did it, you know? And
well, I figure if we start a riot in front of the building, that will create... I would think plenty of a distraction for us to get in. They would definitely be distracted enough by that, with the police right outside trying to control it,
right,
and dozens of angry people trying to burst through their doors.
I have some security training. I can kill them, and then I can come back and try to control the situation.
Well, if anybody wants to give me a research check, you can pull up floor plans.
I will try it.
All right.
I succeed.
Okay, I won't bother then.
Got 19 out of 35.
Alex is just a faster roller.
Alright.
Rolling my dice at the speed of sound.
Pass me this pad.
Got places to go, gotta follow my rain.
Will Wilson's favorite song.
It's Eric's favorite Will Wilson song.
Kick the table.
I want a riot.
I mean, I also have my my covert ops tools, which could just make a hole in the wall in the back that we could crawl through. We don't have to go in through the front door. So what I'm thinking is, if we could start a riot...
That's a military science, whatever that means.
It probably has a basement, and probably has an entrance to the basement. We could even get into there, and that's where they probably have everything, is in the basement.
Right, well, we can get a look at the floor plan.
Once we get
a
floor plan.
Military science.
I mean, we could use... I figure if we could start a riot out front...
All right.
That would probably draw their attention away...
Yeah, definitely.
At least, hopefully.
For us to sneak around back.
Yeah.
I raise my hand. I got another question. If I start a riot,
and infiltration is actually something I'm good at.
Okay.
Zama Key. How's Jan Smith doing? Is he singing "Get a Jigger with It"?
Na 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 na. My father wrote that song before he passed.
Wait, we didn't ask the cop if he had any police baboons.
Does he have any police baboons, Ryan?
Chris, make me a Moxie times... Ooh. Make me a Moxie times 10 check.
Moxie times 10.
For luck.
Oh, I can't Moxie a Moxie roll.
No.
Alright, so this is the basic layout of the place.
I got 50 on the money.
30
out of 50.
The front is towards the bottom.
Yeah, James got it.
Yep, that's the front.
It's only one floor?
It's only one floor.
Okay.
That rear room on top
is
this one?
A warehouse.
Okay.
The big long entrance on the back is the loading dock.
Right.
Excuse me. And the other room to the side is just labeled storage.
Hmm, I wonder what they have in there.
It's probably like a Bailey's basement.
What's this one here?
That is their service counter.
Oh, so this is like the lobby.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
How's a baby doing, Ryan?
What? Wouldn't that be 8
Well, maybe it's the same.
Oh. I would not know. A baby is on Mars.
I have.
I don't think a baby has any business on Venus.
I have those fucked up nanobots, right? That make that, that I got from that guy's desk?
Yeah.
That have the kind of virus on it already?
It's not a virus. It's a...
It's not a virus. It's just a side effect.
It's a... Okay, I was thinking computer virus. You know.
Well, here's the thing.
Virus. It's a thing that goes into you and does something you don't want it to do.
The reason that happened is because it was a cheapo nano applicator, and he didn't know what he was doing
right
when he applied it.
So my point is, seeing how he did it, to make it, like, fuck people up, not on purpose, but he did it.
Yeah.
I can exacerbate that on purpose, couldn't I? To make it do it more? What does
exacerbate?
So you want to fucking engineer a nanoplague?
Like, I want to engineer the nanoplague because obviously I can't shoot shit. We learned that last game.
But it's going to take a while. I mean, it's not going to go into effect right away.
No, that's what I want to engineer it to do, to like start working immediately. Like, I want to release these nanobugs at our enemies and...
It's an implanted chip.
It's a nanoswarm, isn't it?
Isn't it?
Or it's an implant?
It's like an application. So basically think like maybe a patch or something that he puts over their head.
So like I would think like a sticky patch, find some skin and slap it on someone. And then all the nano machines would go in and just start giving people tumors, like immediately. Like they would just turn into the blob.
It's not a tumor.
Like tumors would be breaking their bones.
You could do that, but that would be fucking creating an X threat.
Yes, but
we're not firewall, Ryan.
No, you're not. But you...
I'm not making this to spread. It's going to affect the person that it affects, and it's not going to go anywhere.
It's just going to be limited to
that. Yeah, I want a weapon that I can use where it's just get close enough to someone with skin and put it on them, right, and then they
that's
die.
You guys have 2 hours to get this all wrapped up.
Right. Well, okay.
I'm going to call that a task action. How much nanomedicine do you have?
What is that, medicine nano? Yeah, 70.
70. All right, I'm going to say that if you rush it,
yeah,
you can do it in half an hour.
Okay.
All right, well, I need time to start a riot anyway.
Exactly.
All right, so I'm going to, obviously, I'm going to share this map with everyone.
I've got those nano bots that are already halfway there.
Yeah, you just need to...
And I figure I already know what's doing it. I just have to ramp it up.
All right, so you have security ops, right, Ryan?
Yes, I do. All
right, so...
We
can all work in conjunction.
Is that a minus 10 modifier?
I think for a rushing and tax action, yeah, it's minus 10.
Okay, so yeah, Chris, you roll at 60.
Roll at 60.
All right, so Meyer should use his security 34. Ops.
Right, yeah. Do you have a
couple patches worth?
A couple of patches of reprogrammed low-grade nano applicators that if you...
Do I have enough to say give 2 to each of us? I mean, once I've got the program down, it's just loading it onto all of them. I guess
I'll give you each one.
Each one.
All right. So we've each got one tumor.
Chris.
Wait. Oh, thank you.
Oh, thanks, Chris.
No.
Nice, Carl. Here you go.
You don't shoot well, right?
Well, I'm going to no, but I'm going to go get a plasma rifle from.
Yeah, I'll take a gun too. But I mean, you're better at shooting. And you were better at shooting, right?
I was decent. I was hitting them.
All
right, so how about Alex and I each get 2?
I'd like to get a better beam, because I have a laser bolter right now, a laser pulser, and it doesn't do much damage, and I figure if I have a plasma rifle, on the off chance I hit, I really only need to do it once.
What is it, beam weapons? I mean, I have 50. I mean, it's a toss.
Would Smith be able to give me a plasma rifle?
He has 1. We'll say that.
I'm team leader.
A kinetic weapon.
Yeah, I would also like some beam weapon that I could shoot from far away.
I have two weapons.
All right.
Although Meyer's better at beam weapons than I am.
Yeah. Well, give it to Meyer then.
Yeah.
I already have a beam weapon. I got a particle beam bolted.
Well, I'll take that then, because the plasma rifle does redonk damage.
All right, I'll give my particle beam. I'll just use my.
Do you want to look at the stats for those?
Yeah.
I have my part. I have it.
Yeah. Well, here I have the plasma rifle too.
Find me
particle beam bolter,
beam gun I can use too.
Let's see, beam weapons, laser pulser, agonizer, particle beam bolter, plasma rifle, and a stunner.
Jesus.
All right, Meyer. The plasma rifle damage is it's -8 AP.
-8. Okay.
And the damage is 3d10 plus 20.
It's a fucking plasma rifle. It melts things.
Oh, a beam.
That's a
It's a beam weapon. Okay. Yeah. If I can grab a particle beam bolter from him, I'd appreciate
I'll take,
it.
I'll give it to
the same thing.
What's the firing? Yes, it's right. Just that.
It's single, semi-auto.
Guys, kinetic weapons?
You only get one. You get two shots, and then you have to stop it from overheating.
The fucking raison d'etre of...
How much ammo do I get?
Plasma rifle.
It's a battery. I don't know.
Melt things.
Did you say, Meyer, you hit the stats for the gun that you
ammo.
Were getting?
Beam bolter? Yeah.
Yeah. When you're done writing yours down, tell me so I can write it down for me.
10. I got, it's -2 AP.
-2 AP.
2d10
plus
4 2D is damage.
10
plus
4.
And then firing is a SA. Standard.
SA. Standard auto?
I think so, yeah.
Semi-auto.
Semi-auto.
Standard auto.
Standard.
Yeah, guns usually come automatic, right?
It's standard.
It comes with 50 ammo.
Okay.
I only have I give you mine. I only have 49 ammo. I use one of them.
I'll grab a new fresh battery from the supply closet we were raiding.
I use it, so it's 49 instead of 50.
Well, I said grab a fresh battery. All right, so I'm going to roll social engineering to try to start a riot.
Let's start a riot.
All right.
Can I get a machine gun?
Oh, 7.
I'm going to say again, cast action minus 10.
That's fine. So I got 7 out of 35.
Alright, so how are you spinning popular sentiment against...
I'm going to, go to every public forum and say, look, I know this is a nanovirus, and this virus is spreading because of the weird experiments that they were doing in Corvallis Synthetics with nanotech. This is all on them. I don't know about you guys, but I'm going over there right now.
I'm
going
to provide Alex with some videos of some of my weirder experiments that he can play and pretend as this company instead of.
Don't you have multiple copies of yourself? All right.
Well, here's the thing.
Just one extra copy.
Here's the thing about that. You're probably not going to get much of a turnout because you rolled a 7.
Right.
And people are here on vacation. They were rioting because they can't leave. But they're still here on vacation. I don't think they want to go demand answers from...
That's true. So they're rioting because they can't leave.
Well, these are the people...
In that case, the spin is that Carvalho Synthetics are the ones pulling the strings and making it so you can't leave. Because they're paying people off to let their experiment run wild in the station.
Exactly. They want to see how fast it spreads.
Yeah.
They're making you your un...
You're an unwitting test subject.
Thank you. I was going to say
you're an
big.
Unwitting test subject in their experiment.
Yes. And the only way to get them to stop is to show them,
make me a cog times 3 check.
No.
No.
Does
no.
anybody 80, wait,
84
how about
out of 45
those videos I provided. Does that?
Yeah.
Go
cog
for
times
it.
3, he said.
Cog times 3.
I got it. I got 38 out of 60.
Oh, cool.
Also, I got a 79 out of 90.
Of course you can't, because you're engineering things.
Chris, I've got two of me.
All right.
I did.
Fine, one of you can come up with the idea. Meyer, you realize this, though.
Yes.
Meyer did it.
If you can say something to the effect of, they've got a dark casting setup at Corvallis Synthetics.
Yep.
And people, they're smuggling people off. Then people are going to fucking mob the place.
All right. That's, good idea, Leonidas.
Leonidas Alexander Titus.
Yes. All right. So that's the message I'm broadcasting. They've got their secret dark caster. And they're, they're getting their people off the station.
Uh-huh.
But they don't want anyone else to get off. And I'm going there right now to make them send me off the station.
And here's the end result of what will happen to you once you're infected. And there's a video of something horrendous.
This is what this virus is eventually going to lead to.
This is horrible projection. Kill of it. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just a computer animation of the anticipated response to the virus I made.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
All right. So now, what the other thing I was thinking is that while we're doing that, Meyer should roll his security ops
to see which would be the best way to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ugh, 7 out of 8. 60.
Oh. Well, better than failing.
Mm. Well, you guys need to move fast. Meyer knows that you need to move fast because...
Can I see that if you're done?
Sure.
If it were him,
mm-hmm.
he figures he knows that you guys are coming.
Right.
You spend... maybe an hour to pack up whatever you need, mm-hmm. torch your operation, and get the fuck out of Dodge.
Right. Well, I'm thinking with my Spec Ops tool, we can go up to the side of the storage area where presumably they're hiding the bodies, and just make a hole in the wall.
I have a T-ray motor.
Yeah, so we could scope it out first. See if there's anyone in there with a gun.
Yeah, close.
I don't need the weapon.
Oh, okay.
I just want to see how long it's going to take, because I think it takes like 1d10 minutes or something.
Ryan, they have a machine gun in that,
Yeah, you can get an SMG.
No, he took a machine gun.
Oh.
That's a legit regular machine gun.
Yeah, well, no, I took an automatic rifle, actually, if that's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
A machine gun.
The same thing. They had the same stats, except one had more ammo.
I also have some...
Oh, it's cool.
I have some squad logistics, so maybe I can...
I come up with a plan for us?
A plan, yeah. So then...
Alright, so roll that, Meyer.
Alright. Yeah. Really wanted to get the sniper.
Wait, Alex, are you good at sneaking?
Yes.
Maybe the first thing we should do is you should sneak up behind someone and put that band in.
I got a 12 out of 65.
Okay. Well... People are probably going someone. To try to mob the street entrance in front.
Yeah.
Since it's just a warehouse, some of the mob might trickle around to the back.
Okay.
Excuse me. But you know that they're going to want to leave themselves an exit strategy. Excuse me again. So they'll probably have people outside the building in the back to keep the rioters.
So over here.
Right.
Okay.
And then there'll be the riot happening in front, and cops, and they might have people out there, too.
Right. So
they're not getting out that way.
So our best bet could probably be the storage area here.
Right.
If we can get in through that, because this covert ops tool, what would you say the durability plus armor of the wall is?
Probably...
One.
Probably around... 40 or 50? Like,
well, because it takes that divided by 10 minutes to make a hole in the wall. So it would take 4 or 5 minutes for my tool to make a hole in the wall.
You would probably be better off going from the back, because you've literally cut them off. That would be their only exit.
Right.
Because they can't go out the front into the riot.
True. Well, I'm just saying, like, if we can crawl in through the storage area... They're not going to expect that, for us to just make a hole in the wall and walk in.
No, but they're going to expect it if it takes fucking 5 minutes to do it.
Well, if we... Well, no, it's silent. It's nano-disassemblers
just
making a hole in the wall. Yeah.
It's taking out the bottom brick, so it all falls down.
I mean, we could time it, too. So if, like, Meyer and someone else wanted to, or the three of you guys wanted to assault the rear loading dock as I'm getting through the wall and I sneak inside... We could do it that way, too.
Sounds good. I could go invisible, so every night...
Oh, all right. So James and I will sneak in, and Chris and Meyer... Sorry, Chris. Chris and Meyer could try to assault them in the rear.
Assault, huh?
Yeah.
I have 7
Maybe
grenades.
Maybe pepper them or something.
Well, there's going to be police there.
Pepper them. I have 7 bullets. Grenades.
Okay. Oh, I'm also going to call Smith and tell him to tell his officers that if they hear gunfire or explosions,
it's probably
just ignore it for a few minutes.
Okay, you should probably also tell him to keep just as
in the front.
Yeah, keep the mob away from the alley.
Yeah.
And the,
also, if anyone tries to escape at the front and you wanted to shoot them in the head,
what if it wouldn't stop you? Oh, yeah. That's not us.
Look out for Slytherines, Olympians.
Slytherines.
Yeah, even if it's us. As long as they're willing to repay, you know, pay for our new body for us. And they can shoot me.
All right, so Meyer's doing the tactics. Chris is doing the nano bandages. You're doing the social engineering. James is getting the guns.
Yeah.
All
right, so we're a half hour down now.
All right.
It's going to take around 15 minutes or so for the flash mob to show up and start rioting.
That's fine.
Do you guys want to head over there and, you know, scope out the place a little more to actually get some...
Yeah. I'm going to use my saucer.
Okay. Give me an interfacing check.
Here's my interfacing.
Can't Meyer there use his T-Ray and stuff?
Meyer can, yeah.
T-Ray,
nope.
Go.
Nope.
54 out of 35.
T-Ray on this guy. I'm going to T-Ray.
I have electrical sense. Maybe see if the doors are wired or something. Right?
I mean, you'd have to get closer for that.
Yeah,
yeah, you make a perception check.
48 out of 50, Bob.
For your T-Ray?
Yes.
All right, before you do that, Mario, just make me an infiltration check, because you have to get close enough without anybody noticing.
I can do infiltrating. We got a 40 out of 55.
Okay.
I need to go make pee-pees again.
No.
Oop.
No, they don't.
Oh, gosh.
So you sneak up.
Yes.
And you sort of, you know, reconnoiter the building. It's pretty much just a medical supply company. Looks pretty average, unassuming from the outside. Okay. There's a warehouse, loading dock. You can see... the storage area is actually shielded.
Oh.
So you don't know what exactly is in there.
Okay.
That's inconspicuous.
But just like, you know, getting a read on the building, there seems to be a very large attendant behind the counter area.
Okay.
There are three more very large Olympian morphs sort of patrolling inside.
Okay.
But they're also... I'm sorry. They're not really patrolling. They're bringing things out of the storage area,
okay,
which you can see,
yeah,
and loading them into the back of a van.
Okay.
We don't want that van to go anywhere.
No.
No.
I just realized that they're going to need people to pack up. So yeah, they're sealing up their operation here.
Yeah, take out that van.
I would like to infiltrate to take out that van. Kind of squeeze under it and maybe disconnect some important parts.
All right, give me an infiltration check, James.
Basically, what you missed, Alex, is I can't see the
50 out of
55. I can't see what's in the storage area.
Holy shit!
And
they can't even do that well.
And they can't.
Yeah, so there are some big mafia mooks carrying unlabeled boxes.
Mook.
Where are you?
They're loading stuff into a van in the back of the building, so I'm making sure that van can't go anywhere.
Loading stuff
so,
the
James,
storage,
you,
we can't sit, so
you get bad. Real flat like you can because you're an octopus.
Oh, yeah.
And you shimmy underneath the van. Hardware electronics to reach up your tentacles and fuck with the wiring or something so that it won't...
40 out of 45. Jesus.
Okay,
nice.
Yeah, that van's not going nowhere.
That would have been a bad roll.
So now you're stuck
James,
under the van unless you
James sneaks out with the fuel supply.
Ryan, can I sneak? I'm going to start making my hole now. Like, you know, bore it most of the way.
Yeah, and then...
And then, you know, just... So infiltration to get over on the side?
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to go nice and slow with my chameleon cloak.
29 out of 55 to get away.
I fail. I got 90 out of 75 to sneak over. I don't have any moxie.
All right.
Well, they have to make a perception check to see me.
They failed, too.
Oh.
Well, they failed against James. Let's see if they pass against you. Yeah, they did. I'm sorry, Alex.
It's all right.
What do you mean you're sorry? They failed to find him.
All right.
No, they found James.
So, yeah, you...
No, they James, found me.
Oh, they found you?
James... Oh. he sand crabbed.
He sand crabs his way out of there.
He sand crabs away from under the van. You know, look both ways. You sneak down the alley. Get out your tool and, you know, send the nanobots out to start boring a hole through the wall. And one of the Olympians happens to look down the alleyway at just that moment and catches sight of you and goes, "Hey, what are you doing down there?"
Taking a leak?
You look can I try to bullshit my way out of this?
You want that fucking, that
start peeing.
That black thing.
What?
You want to get...
Well, here's what this is a nanoswarm that you're...
Yes. It doesn't really,
You're trying to get out of this fucking planet.
Trying
to get off this planet.
This handheld device, it contains both smart matter micro-manipulators, cutting tools, and advanced nanotechnology generator, capable of producing nanobots that can bore or cut through almost any material and disable or open almost any electronic lock. Yeah, so,
okay, so here's what I'm gonna say. It's like a thing that you have to hold in your hand.
Okay.
And you have to literally mark off everything that you want it to eat away.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So he sees you. It's almost like a, I guess it would have like a little roller to dispense the nanobots.
Sure.
He sees you take it out and start, you know, painting the wall with something.
Yeah.
So you look over and he's coming down the alleyway at you. He's got a pistol drawn.
All right. Well, he doesn't seem to recognize me. Well,
let's see if he does.
Alex, stop that. It's the second time you've given him an idea to roll, and then you fuck him over.
Yeah, he does. Gun's coming up.
Oh. Well, in that case, is there anything in the alley?
Yeah, we'll say there's,
Well, besides me.
Can I try to get into the alley?
You can disassemble your garbage, so there wouldn't be any dumpsters or garbage cans.
Yeah. I have an extendable baton, too.
You know what? I'm going to say that all of the wiring for the building, you know, the high voltage electrical wiring is out there. Even though you can disassemble your garbage, there's still probably some detritus around.
Okay. No, I'm just because they give this character an extendable baton, but then don't put clubs as an ability on his skill sheet or give him any points in it.
Yeah, a lot of the Psalm? Are really poorly made.
Yeah. How's my what?
Psalm.
It's 20.
Oh, because that's what he uses.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm going to say... I'm going to say... It's going to be 5 turns before the riot starts up with enough force that they can't get out through the
front. Wait a second. I just want to check something real quick. I guess that would be a club. I just want to, because I have unarmed combat.
Right. I think it would be.
Yeah, extendable baton is a club.
Yeah, well, you know, you could just, since they gave it to you, it doesn't really make any sense that they wouldn't give you the required skill.
Mike.
Well, it's just Psalm at base.
My club is 60.
I have it. I'm just not very good at it.
Okay.
So how close is he?
I'm going to say he's about 20 feet away.
Oh, okay. So you know what?
Actually, no. He probably just came around the corner and you're eating your way maybe like 10 or 15 feet.
I'm going to wait for him to get a little bit close. I'll put my arms up. and wait for him to get closer, and then
okay.
go for his gun. And
let's bandage him. Initiative.
I could bandage him, yes. Initiative. Tumors. 16.
Duma.
I have to roll for a lot of people.
Oh, well, they're all going? I'm trying to do this quiet.
Well, here's the thing. They're not tack-netted.
Oh. Right.
They, you know, only so far only this guy has seen you.
Right.
But he's going to shoot you this turn.
Did you fail your bullshit?
Oh, I thought he was. I was trying to make him like so he could take me prisoner.
No.
Oh, he's just going to shoot me?
He was just going to shoot you. Yeah.
Oh.
Can I
okay.
see this through the tag net and kind of sneak my way over there and help him out?
Yeah. You guys, each of you, before we go initiative, everybody give me perception check to see if you notice Alex getting through the tap net.
Yeah, 39. Yes,
22. I received the hell out of it.
24 to 75.
All right, so then everybody gets an action this turn.
Would he be close enough for me? Well, what's his initiative? I mean, I'm going at 16.
Well, let me roll for okay. everybody, because eventually everybody's going to be involved in this.
Yeah.
So goes our plan for sneaking in.
Sorry.
Sorry. Well, at least I stopped the van from going anywhere.
If we can kill this guy before he tells anyone else.
Well, that's. I mean, if I could say, I want to take him out quiet. Like,
yeah, that's why. Give him the bandage.
Well, he might start screaming when the tumors grow.
Yeah, but that's going to be less conspicuous than gunshots.
I'd rather just knock him out. I'm pretty sure there's an.
Maybe you can knock him out and then put the bandage on him. Then he won't scream.
Or just knock him out and break his neck.
You could put the bandage over his mouth.
Oh, Mama said knock you out.
God.
I'm going to knock you out.
It'll gag you and turn
so
his
head into tumors. So what do you guys add initiative-wise?
Tumors.
Initiative. 16.
Oh, 16 as well. Good to me.
You're at 18.
Yeah. Oh,
16.
That's 16. Good. So wait, what was the parentheses at again?
Use the one in the parentheses.
All right, so 16.
We're all at 16.
The one on the left is your base.
All right.
And I'm assuming the one on the right in the parentheses is what it's boosted to while you're in your morph or something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Usually, like, if you have a drug or something.
I can... Hurricane.
Yes. Apologize.
No, he got an apology last time I did it.
And that's 16.
I'm apologizing.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, you guys are all going first. He's going at 15.
Good. I just want to check something real quick about unarmed combats.
So while you're doing that, Chris, what are you doing?
Can I see that map thing? This is the side that Alex
is
on.
Yeah, Alex
here.
Is in an alley around that.
So this guy just walked around
the corner. He walked around there.
And we're kind of over here.
Well, I'm in the
well,
back.
James was there. Somebody is actually loading stuff into a van that is parked right there.
So he was there.
And I snuck away to head over to where Alex was, because me and Alex are sneaking in through the hole that he was making.
I'm going to say, since you guys were supposed to be going into this back entrance here, you guys are probably, like, around the corner in a building that's there. Or, say, here. Picture this area here above the map is like an alleyway.
Yeah.
There's a van parked in the middle of it.
Right.
There's another building that you can't get access to. So you guys are probably waiting like around the corner.
Okay.
So and the guy's
behind the van.
Where's the guy that noticed him?
On the other side of
Alex
the building.
Alex is here, and the guy is here. You guys are up here.
Well, I figured I was sneaking my way.
Actually, you're probably somewhere along here.
I figured I'd be going towards the way towards Alex was, because I was supposed to meet up with him
to
go in.
Okay, so you're...
So I could be... I'm technically behind the guy.
Yeah,
I could
you
just
would
kinda,
be behind him.
All right. So
I can bear hug him if I wanted to.
Yeah.
He's in the spot to do something.
You're gonna try to grapple him?
I have 8 arms. I think that gives me some sort of advantage.
All right, I think that's Sam times 3, and he is...
Yeah, it says advantage is 8 arms, and I have a beak attack.
Okay,
and
so you're going to jump onto him and...
Yeah, kind of just wrap around him and bring him to the ground.
Do like an alien facehugger kind of thing.
Well, I'd be around his back.
Right.
Scurry around.
There's nothing in there about specifically knocking someone unconscious. So I guess it would just be...
just kill him.
Well, I want to do it quietly.
You can do that.
Right now, I'm doing it quietly by grabbing him.
All right, so James, give me...
unarmed?
Sometimes three.
All right.
To just sort of, like, run up and...
55 out of 60.
Crits.
Crit. Oh, ho, ho. All right. Akos?
Yeah?
He kind of gets this cruel grin on his face, mm-hmm. and just as he's about to pull the trigger, you see this shape lift up from behind him and tentacles wrap around his face.
I would figure it'd be kind of like Predator since I'm like camoed.
Yeah,
so I'd be like.
And then you see Aiko.
Yes.
Wrapped around this guy's head. he starts. You know, and that changes his action because instead of
shooting you, he's gonna.
I'm going to now that he's nice and distracted.
Alex, make me a Moxie times 10 check.
Okay, that's not a lot. Yeah,
your current Moxies.
No, I fail.
Okay.
Well, my Moxie's only 3.
I know.
Let's see if he.
This pregen did not come with a lot of Moxie.
Yeah, that's unfortunate. Cause
mine
Moxie's
came with
the best.
Yeah. 5.
We'll
down to 4 because I used one.
Okay, yeah, he makes it. He doesn't fire off his gun in surprise.
Okay, good. So
you're up now.
Yeah. Since he's nice and distracted, I'm going to step in, grab his wrist, and just shatter his elbow.
Okay. Give me unarmed combat check. Minus 10 to
the cold shot. Yeah.
That'll go through his...
42
out of
45. 42
is a good number.
Meaning a life.
Okay. So that's armor defeating.
Life, the universe, and everything.
Yes.
Oh, I think it's just... I think it's 1d10 plus my damage bonus.
Yeah.
Which is not on my character sheets.
Your damage bonus is 78.
Oh, yeah. It's Psalm divided by 10, so 2. All right. 4.
4.
But my main goal was to just make him drop the gun.
Right. Let's see. He gets coordination. Yeah, he drops the gun.
Okay.
And he's got octopus around his
entire body.
Yeah. Mainly face area, I'm assuming.
Leonidas, you can see all this happening through the TACnet. What are you doing?
I think we got him now.
Yeah, what I was going to do anyway was... I'm going to try to position myself in, like, a defendable area that is, like... But I can have a good shot at the door, but, you know, also it's very hard for them to hit me.
Okay, yeah, you can pretty much, like I said, duck behind the corner of that other building, yeah. And you get a clear shot of the door.
That's why I'll stay there, then. And then if anyone comes out...
I guess I should probably use the other corner on the other side.
So okay. Sure.
Yeah.
In that case, you're watching this happen. You're behind them. You're on the corner on the other side.
No. Like, can I stand for a second? Here's the other building. I know it's probably bigger than that, right?
Yeah.
So, Mara would be X and I'd be O, like that.
Oh, okay, yeah. You can do that.
Like, on the same side Yeah.
Gotcha.
All right. So what are you going to do? Gotcha. Chris, anything? Yeah. Are you going to...
Is there anyone I can see?
Yeah. There's a guy, like I said, he just walked in. He just walked in, but he is loading boxes into the van. So and this guy was sort of walking the
Could room. I take this extra surprise turn for aiming so that I can hit him better next turn?
Island?
He's not there. Okay, he island. Just walked back
in. Dinosaur Island, I think? Because there's definitely dinosaurs. Cretaceous Triassic Island.
And if you wanted Jurassic to be in a position where you would aim, you would be clearly visible as soon as someone walked out of the door.
But I could also shoot them as soon as they walk through the door.
Yes. But is that what you guys want to do?
I don't know.
Well, I think we should keep the element of surprise for now.
All right, so then I'm just going to stay hidden and wait until it's time to surprise all at once. Wait until the riot kicks in, wait until they got their hole through the wall, and then I guess Myron will make some noise.
Yeah. All right, he is going to sometimes three to try to grapple James off.
All right, is there any way I can
implant your?
I think it's a contested check. Yeah, yeah.
Wait, so, do I roll my sometimes three as well?
Do octopuses lay eggs?
No.
They give live birds.
He rolled a 51 out of 75.
I don't know.
They've got beaks.
I rolled a 70.
That's first with beaks.
60.
Oh, so James failed.
No, I've got beaks. Dude, I thought only squids have.
Alright, so he doesn't have a gun anymore, but he reaches up and just sort of like whips the tentacles off of his face.
Got no bones. So, really
so yeah, James, you flip backwards. If you want to give me a reflex times three to see if you land on your tentacles or
on your.
Right, what would head. Be reflex times three?
That'd Ref
be,
times yeah. three, yeah.
34 to 45.
Okay, so yeah, you're on your, you know, you're not prone feet. Or hurt. You land on your feet
Such
behind
a
him. So since he's the only one in combat, then it goes back to Akos.
All right, I'm going to punch him in the throat.
All right.
Since James is out of the way now, I want to keep him quiet.
Yeah, unarmed combat, -10 for a called shot.
Nope. 84 out of 45.
Okay, you go to punch him. He's got a really thick neck. it's one of those things that... It, huh.
Well, I would probably just miss. It's not like I just missed him.
No, you hit him.
Oh, okay.
It just didn't have the effect that you wanted.
All right.
James? All right. We're behind this guy.
I could either grab him again, or I could do a beak attack, or I can ink his face.
Grab him again and keep his mouth shut.
All right, I'm going to grab him again.
Okay, sometimes three.
60 out of 60.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah. He's just—he literally like opens his mouth to call out for help. Yeah, James leaps up again and wraps his tail.
Oh, that's what I was gonna do. I was just gonna kick him in the nuts.
Oh, that would.
When you were on his face.
Okay.
I don't mind fighting dirty.
What are you guys up to, Meyer and Chris?
I guess we're still being quiet, right? Could I start aiming at the door so until I see something I can have a better?
That's what he was trying to do, but he said that it'd be obvious.
Well, here's the thing. Chris, since he's on the same side, would have to literally like come all the way out from around the corner.
Yeah.
Because unless you have some kind of smart link with your gun, Meyer, you can do it and stay in cover.
All right. So that's
why can he do it? And I
can't? Because you have to like lean around the corner.
So does he?
No, but he's across
he's
the street. He can just like peek out.
Oh, because I'm on the same side of the bed. Okay. Yeah. I got you.
All right, so that's what I'll do. I'll use that terrible beam weapon
okay,
that
so you
guys
take.
Use the plasma rifle.
That's what I was using.
Oh, terrible as in terrible for them.
Yes.
Oh, I thought you meant that as it was a bad gun.
The context in which you said that, we thought you were like, it's a bad weapon.
If I saw that gun, I'd be like, that is a terrible gun.
it's a BFG.
You have a BFG.
Octopuses do lay eggs.
Oh, all right.
Here. However,
you should have started laying eggs
is a cause of death.
I'm a male.
Males can only live a few months after mating, and females die shortly after their eggs hatch.
So don't do that.
Yeah, not going to mate anytime soon.
Poor Preston.
Yeah.
He darted that girl.
He did.
Oh, my God. So they neglect to eat during the roughly one-month period spent taking care of their unhatched egg, eventually dying of starvation.
Ugh. I thought octopi were smart.
He is going to once again try to throw you off, James.
All right, so it's fair.
Times three.
83 out of 60.
Oh. 83. Well, he critted.
Oh, boy.
Crit succeeded?
He crit succeeded. So, James, he is going to once again rip the testicle. The testicle. Rip the tentacle.
He just reaches it to his pants.
He rips the tentacles from around his face, and now he's sort of got you, you know, like a sap.
Is he gonna try to hit me with James?
Next turn, that's exactly what he's fucking gonna do.
All right.
Akos, We're back to you.
Go for the nuts. Go for his testicles.
Yeah, I'm just going to kick him in the nuts.
All right.
I don't mind fighting dirt. Minus 10.
Go for a
testicles.
Go for his testicles.
And he failed to fray.
And I failed to hit.
Oh.
Okay.
So.
You're getting hit by a...
So, yeah, you...
Well, I get a fray, too.
And also, I go before him.
Yeah. Ink!
That's what I'm going to. I'm going to ink him in the face.
Okay. Well, I don't know if you'll necessarily be able to aim, but hopefully.
It's a minus... I'm going to say it's a minus 20, because he's got you by, you know, most of your legs. Or not all of them, but enough of them where he can, like...
I'm about to say, but at least two of them.
Yeah.
Four.
Half.
So...
Half your legs.
That would be unarmed combat at minus... 10. Or do you have, like, an ink attack skill?
It says... It did say something beforehand, but, hold on.
Unarmed ink.
Unarmed ink.
Yeah, exotic ranged ink attack.
Okay, oh, so yeah, roll that with minus 20.
25 out of 40. Nice. Then it'd be... That'd be
25 out of 25.
Yeah, he can see if he can dodge that, because now he knows you're coming, and he can... Fray. And he does not make his fray against 25. So this is this is fucking slapstick.
I got your legs, squirt.
I'm gonna say this guy, you know, he starts swearing under his breath like fucking Joe Pesci in Home Alone. Ratcha, ratcha, and then right in the face.
You hit him, please. I can't keep grabbing him. Throw me off.
Like, what's his reasoning for not trying to curse then? Wasn't that Joe Pesci's thing? Like, he didn't want to curse, so he had to...
He's just swearing under his breath. Okay. Like, he's actually swearing. Oh, okay. He's not saying Frigia.
Frigia, Frigia.
Frigia, Frigia, Frigia. So, Akos, we're back
to
you. And he hasn't called out yet.
Right.
Now he's got a mouthful of ink.
Well, now he can't fray because...
Yeah, he's...
He can't see.
He can't see.
Blinded.
So I'm going to take a simple action to aim, so that will give me a plus 10. And then I'm going to, once again, just boom, right for the throat.
Okay.
To negate that penalty. Come on. 33 out of 55. Crit.
Thank you.
Right thing is, too bad it was already armor defeating.
Right in the...
right in the throat.
Right in the throat. All right, I'll say just because you critically like succeeded... You fucking crush his windpipe with a blow. Yeah, he...
Now he's inhaling.
He falls to his knees, like, clutching at his throat, scraping, you know, scraping the ink on his face. And
horrible way to die.
and he passes out. Good right there.
Grief.
All right. Wait, he just passes out?
Crush his throat.
Yeah, I'm gonna finish him off.
Stomp on his throat until he's dead.
Yeah. I'm gonna coup de grace him.
You coup de grace him. Right there in the alleyway.
Then I'm going to move it. You said there's like boxes and things. Was there a dumpster?
No.
Okay, well, I'm going to move him to the side.
You know what there is? There's a reclaimer, we'll call it. It's basically a disassembler swarm. You throw your garbage in there, and it takes it apart on the molecular level.
Good, that'll help. Wait, he had the gun. Does he have anything else on him?
Let's see.
It was one of the Olympus ones, right?
He's got...
Yeah, he was probably an Olympian.
He's got a heavy kinetic pistol.
Okay. I'll grab that. I'm not good with it, but I'll take it.
He's got
some... Was it heavy
pot.
Kinetic?
Take it.
I'll leave the space pot.
Take it!
And that's about it.
All right. No, like, key card or anything?
No.
Okay.
He was an Olympian?
Yeah.
He was an Olympian.
So he took out one out of the four Olympians.
So yeah, right. One of the four Olympians is now gone.
All right, so I'm going to hoist him into the reclaimer, and then just open it up.
You hear, you know, the buzz of the nano swarm within as it, you know, slowly disassembles the garbage. And
I'm just going to drop him in and close it and go back to work. Dust myself off. And go back to making a hole in the wall. I figure I'm going to make it low, like maybe a foot and a half high, so that, I mean, James will fit through easily, and I'll just, you know, like... G.I. Joe crawl through.
Okay. G.I. Jane. Demi Moore.
You could make it 2 feet tall. Make it 2 feet high. Give yourself a little breathing room.
I have breathing... A foot and a half is enough breathing room.
So he's out. Alright, let's see. If we want to coordinate this attack, they're going to make perception checks. Here's the way I'm going to run this.
Okay.
You guys... Why don't we all make perception checks to make sure that you guys are all paying attention enough to attack at the same time?
22. Critically.
66.
I failed again.
99.
I'm at 94.
22 out of 50, so I critically succeed.
So, Chris, you crit fail.
I did.
Meyer, you crit succeed.
Yes. I crit succeed.
Well, I just regular fail.
You just regular
fail. But Meyer's the one running the operation.
Right, yeah.
So he's the one to say...
Meyer's going to go in. Chris, I'm going to say, is going to be distracted for one round.
I'm arguing with myself.
Yes.
About the best way to pay attention to Meyer.
We're arguing about how to use the gun. Well, I guess I know how to use a gun. Yeah.
Do you have kinetic weapons?
Yes.
All right, so you can have a pistol.
Yeah, kinetic pistol.
Heavy kinetic pistol.
Oh, my fork just realized there's a much better way we could have ramped up that virus, and it's yelling at me for not coming up with it earlier. And I'm yelling back at it. Well, not yelling, but...
Having a mental argument.
Yeah, well, you didn't come up with it either.
Meyer, you've got the fucking mission clock. James, you too, you know. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we go.
Yeah.
You get a surprise round on them.
Alright.
I'll be a second late then.
So, Chris, you're not going to get an action.
Yay! I'm bickering.
Since you crit fail, I'll say 2 turns.
Oh.
And since you regular fail, 1 turn.
Okay. So I'm standing up and making the hole, and James dives through.
He's going to dive through.
Okay.
Alright. You guys want to reroll your initiative, or are you all good at 16?
I'm good at 16.
All right.
Check.
10 shots before I have to reload.
I'm really good at 16.
Now, probably 16 is what I got when I rolled a 9. I don't think I'm getting
better. Yeah, me too.
I rolled an 8.
Okay.
Plus, I'm neurochem, so I'm pretty...
You guys...
Scared. Oh, yeah, I have my adrenal boost, which I think I could turn on. Oh, no, that lets me ignore a wound.
Yeah, it lets you ignore a wound. If you have endocrine control, you can turn it on and off.
Right, to get speed, too.
So the nanoswarm finishes boring through the wall. From the inside, you hear a woman's voice. What the fuck? So someone's noticed you.
Damn it. That was fast.
She made her perception check.
Yeah, that's fine.
James, you're up.
Wait, can I make a luck check to see if I picked a good spot?
Yeah.
Oh.
Nope.
Something.
All right.
I guess it's too late.
You still made a
pass. Alex couldn't have had some of those grenades, right? That Meyer had?
No.
Because it would have been a good thing to just toss
them. If Meyer had said we,
That would have been a good idea, but no. But we also don't know what's in there, so we don't want to go blowing up, ego we need.
I was going to infiltrate in.
Plus, how is his thrown weapons?
You're going to try to sneak in?
Yeah.
Alright.
I figured, because I don't want to get noticed.
Listen, infiltration,
expensive, especially
at minus 20. Because they noticed the hole.
Oh, okay. It also gives me, it gives me plus 10 to reflex actions.
Okay.
And...
I would say you're keyed up.
Well, it's an adrenal response to situations that evoke stress, pain, or strong emotions. I would say this is a stressful situation.
Yeah, so you get plus 10 on your...
to my reflex action, which is pretty much dodging, which I'm okay with.
You said minus 10 or minus 20?
Minus 20.
All right, so I got 26 out of 35.
Okay.
So if I take two shots of this gun, it's a way to cool down.
Yeah.
I can just use my other gun when it's cooling down.
Yeah. I mean, I guess, the thought is you really shouldn't need more than 2 shots.
Yeah, I have to kill more than 2 things.
Well, yeah.
That's what my other gun's there for. I just...
You go.
Okay, James. You slide through the hole. You've got your chameleon skin active. And you, freeze against the wall. Here's what you see. There is a healing vat against one wall. Looks like it's deactivated. They're taking everything apart. It's probably going to be the last thing that they load into the van. The Slitheroid morphs and the Fury are in the room. Fiala O'Donnell, the Night Cartel's underboss, pretty much as I described her before, she's like Amazon tall, very sculpted, chiseled features, red power suit, you know, like pantsuit. Very, very lovely jewelry, very ornately woven hair, flanked on either side by the Slitheroid morphs. They've all got their guns trained on the hole, but they don't see you yet.
Yet.
Uh-huh. There seems to be, there are a couple of shelving units, You don't see the computer servers that you would expect would be there, and you don't see any morphs.
Okay, so I'm assuming a lot of the stuff could have already been disposed or already in the truck.
Yeah, so either it's elsewhere in the factory, it's in the van, or they got rid of it.
Okay. All right, now they're all obviously, I'm letting them, seeing this information through the TACnet.
Right. Go
and I'm like, don't come in.
they've got their guns trained.
I'm telling Lokesh, like, they see the hole.
Yeah.
All right.
You're in, and they don't notice you.
Okay. I'm just gonna.
I'll say buy some time until I can get in there and take them.
Okay. I'm gonna be like distraction needed.
Meyer.
Yes.
Grenade. I'm gonna say that your turn's gonna hit pretty much as soon as the guy puts the box that he's carrying down in the van and then turns. So you get a surprise round on him. If you want to melt him, you will melt him.
Melt him or grenade? I'll melt him.
Melt him.
Melt
Save
him.
The grenades.
All right, beam weapons. He's going to get fray in half.
No, surprise attack.
Oh, that's right. He's going to get fray. Poor bastard.
Yeah.
Beam weapon. Go. Do that. That's good. 57 out of 65.
Go, black and gold. All
right, yeah. So, you've got, what's the AP on the platinum?
-8.
I like how the max minimum for that is 23.
And, then roll for damage.
All right.
Hit him.
Can I borrow some D10s,
James? Yeah, you can.
794.
He
rolled
794. I seize it. Damn it, I never should have given you those.
What, the body part dice?
No, that's his, though. I gave him crunchy guys.
Alright.
Oh.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, alright. Well, that's...
Oh, yeah, 10, you shouldn't have done 17.
So, 37.
37.
37? My girlfriend just sucked 37 dicks.
In a row?
Try not to suck any dick on the way to the parking lot. Hey, you, get back here.
Nine.
37. So, he gets to make a sum times 3.
He's not dead?
Oh, wow. He crit failed his... So here's what happens, Meyer.
Yeah.
You fire your plasma rifle, and a jet of white-hot gaseous liquid energy comes flying out of your rifle and basically bathes this guy in flaming death.
Okay.
He starts to scream. Uh-huh. If there was any doubt... that you were here before, now there's none. Because he's like, the most intense, awful screaming you've ever heard. And then it stops.
Did I melt him to the bone?
He sort of falls over. What's left of him...
He's doing a thumbs up into the air.
It's not pretty.
Does he look like that guy from Terminator when he gets toxic waste dumped on him?
Or like
you mean RoboCop?
RoboCop.
No, because that guy had like fleshy growths. This is more like you've literally.
It's burned, the inverse of
yes,
that.
Oh, okay. You have burned most of this man's flesh off of his bones.
He wasn't using it anyway.
And most of his bones away too.
Well, that's two down.
He's part of a torso and part of a head.
Olympian two.
So yeah, he's out. He's dead. We'll just consider him dead.
I like considering him dead. Does this distract the people in the storage room?
I think it should if there was a blood-curdling scream.
They hear the scream from the, what the fuck is that?
There's a whole hole over here. People are screaming. Where is everybody? It's only two Olympians check in.
And none check out.
Then James starts spraying everyone with ink.
You guys made me ink.
I should have said predators. That. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. It would.
So, one of the Slytheroid morphs goes off out to the back to check on what the fuck just happened to the guy who
get that one next.
Screamed in unholy agony in the back alley. And there's another Olympian coming that way as well.
Okay.
Sorry, I forgot about the riot. The riot has picked up. So I'm going to say that one of the Olympians is actually tied up in the front of the building, like,
good.
You know, staring out the front window, wondering what the fuck is happening.
What? And I can't see if they were a dumb look on his face.
As a mob of angry vacationers turn up, start demanding to be let into the building to gain access
to the dark caster
that they're hiding. We're going to get off the station!
I hope they heard the blood curling scream. The cops are all
probably
dead.
Not.
There are cops, like, you know, basically trying to keep the people at bay. They're in riot gear, you know, they're a couple of people lined up.
I'm at turn two, by the way.
Alright. So Meyer, you're at speed two.
Yep, speed two.
Next turn, the two more guys are gonna come out the back. What are you gonna do now? Are you gonna move up?
I'll move up, yeah.
Alright, so you move up, you can get the drop on them. Next turn if you want, they won't get Frey and you have a plasma rifle.
One more shot until I take another. You like yeah. Until I use my rail gun. When I get
James.
When I get home, I'm gonna buy myself.
You see, inside the room, one of the Slytheroid morphs. You know, he's got the machine gun attachments like the last guy.
You got a time machine.
What the fuck do we do? What the fuck do we do? And the mob boss says, "Shut the fuck up! I'm sick of this bullshit." She takes a vial from her breast pocket. Breaks it.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
That doesn't seem good.
Oh, God. She's going to Hulk out on us. Maybe Wonder Woman, because she's an Amazon.
Did she just take a dose of murder?
Yes, she did.
You can, James, if you got... Or... Chris is distracted, so the doctor, who could probably identify the drug,
but he's arguing
is too busy arguing with a fork of himself in his head.
I have academics in material science.
Minus 20 if you want to roll and make a free action to identify what she just took.
21 out of 35.
Okay. You're pretty sure she took some kick.
That's so, not going to be fun.
So what that does is that's gonna give her speed 2.
Oh, I should have bought some drugs. We're on the fucking Vega. Oh, we could have gotten every drug.
Yeah, probably.
Oh, damn it. Drugs.
You guys coordinated this remarkably well, let me tell you, even without the drugs.
Mm-hmm.
So she's going to get speed 2 from now on, and she gets plus 10 to all of her reflex actions. Oh, so she's high on drugs.
So she's got the adrenal boost, but no speed.
Right.
I mean, but plus speed.
So, Akos, what do you want to do?
Can I see which way she's facing through James?
Yeah.
I have 360 degree vision, so everybody can see everything that I see.
I mean, like, is she looking at the hole, or is she focused on the stuff outside?
She was focusing on the drugs this turn. That's
okay.
That's what her main...
Well, then I'm going to make an infiltration check and try to
follow James in through the hole.
Oh, wait, there were other people in that room. You should probably see what they're doing.
Well, there's the Slitheroid.
The Slitheroid, he is actually guarding the hole. He's got his gun on the hole.
Oh.
So I'm going to say it's just not...
Then I'm not going to do that.
Yeah.
I could get
really,
a surprise.
You can't really grenade either.
Well, I don't have any grenades.
What you could do is you don't have speed 2.
No.
Otherwise, you could just like slide through.
Yeah.
You start making another hole.
It's going to take 5 minutes.
Well, you could start making another hole, and as it starts to appear, they'll be distracted by that.
Rounds of combat are like 5 seconds.
Yeah, that's
three
true.
Seconds.
So it's going to be cool. Done. You know.
Well, I could ink the Slitheroid in the face and then kind of hide behind some.
Well, you're going at six, so we're going at the same time.
Yeah. So like, you could say to James through the TACnet as a free action, ink the Slitheroid, and I'll come through.
Yeah. So I'll delay my action then.
Okay.
If James is going to ink him.
Right,
then so I'll pend my action on James inking him. If he doesn't ink him, then I'm not going to crawl through the hole.
All right, so James, make me a...
Inky. 31 out of 40.
He doesn't know it's coming. That's gonna reveal your position to
obviously.
If she...
Yeah.
Oh, she doesn't notice because she's too busy. She crit fucking failed.
She's on drugs.
Because the drugs is that fucking kick is.
That's
kicking
strong.
Ass.
That kick is kicking in.
Yeah,
Quora. I figure she's
so
just like
you know, through your invisibility cloak or your chameleon skin, you know, you shoot the Slitheroid right there.
All right, so now I'm going to make an infiltration check to get in. Do I get a bonus?
Yeah, you're at plus 20 because 20 the one person.
All right, so I'm rolling against 95, and I rolled a 92.
God damn it! Stop rolling so high.
Well, that's a really good success, though.
No, that is.
I know.
You just slide through
my bad witch.
All right, I have an idea.
I'm going to say
probably not going to work.
Since
yeah,
since you rolled so well, and you have intel from James in the TACnet, there was a shelf that was sort of pulled away from the wall, so you slide in and just like duck behind the shelf now.
Cool.
So you're in cover. You're
good.
In full cover, and nobody knows that you're there.
All right,
nobody knows that James is there.
Well, they know he's there. They just don't know where he is.
The Slitheroid strongly suspects that there's an octopus in the room, considering he's covered in fucking ink.
I have an inkling. An octopus in the vicinity.
Puns, I love them.
Oh, that's a
good one.
Thank you.
Very pun.
All right,
I'm still partial to fatality for the game.
So. Meyer,
yes.
Those other guys, you want to hold your action until they come out?
Yes.
Okay, you can hear
if she
them
didn't
coming.
Have speed 2.
They come out of
the
building, guns drawn.
Alex.
Pat
her on the back with a thing.
The
shake hands.
Slitheroid has...
Nice to meet you.
I just have to get a slap on her face.
The Slitheroid has a submachine gun.
Okay.
The other Slitheroid has a submachine gun, too.
Yeah, it is.
And the Olympian has a kinetic pistol.
Well, I'm gonna
They come out. You're gonna soak them in starfire?
Yeah, I'm going for the Slitheroid first.
But... Okay. You can try to hit both of them. I think...
Hmm.
Let's see. Multiple targets.
Does it do the same damage?
It would be spread between them.
I would go for the Olympian, you've handled Slitheroids before.
I would throw a grenade. I mean, if they're close together...
I'm going to throw a grenade.
Okay.
And then you could get 2 shots in a row with your gun next turn anyway.
Yeah, because it would have reheated.
Yeah.
Or cooled.
So, I'm grenade him up. Throw weapons. Here we go. Come on, buddy. I'm going to Moxie make that 18.
Yeah, you've saved your Moxie.
Yes, I did.
I have 4 Moxie left.
I have 18 out of 45.
I had to use my Moxie to save Chris's life.
Alright, so that I'm...
Oh, yeah, when I wave.
What's the AP on that?
Seven.
These dice roll much better when I'm GMing than when I'm playing.
I don't have any. Doesn't
that
have any.
Sucks
please.
For everyone.
What, a heap grenade?
I don't see
it. No, it's high explosive. Heap is high explosive armor penetrating. So, Meyer, roll for damage.
I actually no AP.
They don't know it's coming.
Second favorite penetration. See, that's
there's
what
no
you do
question
the
about.
Favorite.
There's no question about what the first kind is.
Oh,
no.
That was a terrible roll. That's oh my gosh.
Hi, Eric.
That's a 19.
It's not like I wouldn't have said that directly to him either.
I'm back to my rolling terrible for damage.
Alright,
alright. So I roll terrible for everything.
19. I have 3d10 plus 10. I roll 19. 2, 3, 4.
I'm watching the bars on the thing move every time you roll and drop.
I'm just trying to see why my dice suck so much. I need new dice. Where is that comic store on Main Street? Because I did not
see
it.
By the firehouse. It's across the street from the post office.
Oh, it's down there?
Yeah.
There's a comic store over there?
Yeah. They just opened.
Okay.
It explodes almost on top of the Slytheroid morph.
Oh.
But he is armored up.
Yes.
So it looks like it barely hurt him.
Okay.
The Olympian, on the other hand,
yes.
he takes some damage. He looks like he's got a pretty severe burn on his leg.
Okay.
And he actually falls over.
Okay.
So he's still like cognizant and with it, and he'll be able to shoot you, but he's wounded.
Help! I've fallen and I can't.
Hopefully
get
hopefully, Chris can do stuff this turn.
Chris gets next turn.
Yeah, not yet.
Yeah.
Not yet.
Still arguing with himself.
All right.
Yeah. Now they are going.
Hey, was that an explosion? You pay attention to me.
They are going to. Get to. Oh no!
We're supposed to be fighting right now.
Oh, it's speed 2 now.
That was they walked out. So yeah, now we're in speed 2.
Oh, I have speed 2.
And Fiala is going to first of all make a perception check to see if she can figure out what the fuck just happened, and she succeeded. So she also
has an inkling there might be an octopus in the neighborhood.
Yeah.
Good one. It's almost as good as my cup of diamonds.
She reaches over. This is her action.
Number one ever.
Both of you make me perception checks.
Number one.
All right.
37 out of 70.
58 out of 75.
Okay.
Wait, listening or visual?
Visual.
Yeah, okay. 58,
75. Smelling.
So you see her reach over. She picks up a kinetic SMG. And she slaps a magazine with a biter ammo strap on it.
Okay.
What does biter ammo do again?
Biter ammo is smart ammunition that knows whether it's hitting a meat body target or a robot target. So if it hits a synth morph target, then it stays together and punches a hole through the metal.
Oh, and if it hits
meat, it fragments.
Spread. Ooh.
I don't think I want to get hit by this.
Nope.
So she, you know, like I said, slaps the magazine into the submachine gun, cocks it, and goes, "Show yourselves, you motherfuckers!"
Did she hear the explosion?
I'm sure she did. she doesn't see where either of you are.
But nope. she has an idea.
She is now cognizant of the fact that there's someone in the room who shouldn't be.
Well, her Slytheroid is covered in ink.
And Meyer, you get another action.
So I'm gonna
spray her.
I'm gonna shoot the Slytherin
with the
big. Yep. All
right.
Plasma.
And he does not get afraid because he's. Oh, he does get afraid because now we know you're here.
Yeah. Plasma. Here we go.
They both have kinetic SFGs, so I can use my saboteurs. To damage their guns.
I got a 41 out of 65.
One of them is a robot.
He does not make his friend half.
Yeah, I'd rather damage their guns because they both have the same gun.
Trying to hurt him. Here we go.
I got you.
I mean, I'd have to say break the robot or break the guns.
Gotcha. And the guns affect both of them.
Yes.
And also leaves you mercilessly holeless.
Here we go.
Yep.
Come on.
And we don't have kinetic SMGs.
Oh, good.
So we're good.
You roll really well, Meyer. You got a shitload of energy armor.
Ugh. Yeah.
Eric's favorite armor.
I got
32.
Okay.
Not very well.
Well, he has to make...
That's what I'm going to do next turn.
Three.
My sabs. My saboteur swarm.
Ah. Oh, and he crit succeeds.
Of course.
Yeah, I mean...
All right, so, Meyer, you let loose with another stream of flaming hot death.
Yes.
It coats the Slitheroid pretty evenly. It looks like his armor absorbs a fair amount of it.
Yeah.
But he also gets pretty damn melted.
Wait, you hit him with the plasma rifle?
Yes.
So you did 32?
He did 32.
Oh, okay.
Wow. And he took 26.
Oh, okay. That's a lot.
Because he's got a lot of energy armor on.
At least he's hurt.
Yeah, that'll definitely...
He has four wounds right now. And he is keeping it together because he, is that only a meat body thing, or is that a synth thing, too?
It's, I mean, for the synth morphs, I mean, for the meat, it's, you have to make the SOM check to, like, not pass out.
Right.
For the synths, I mean, one of the benefits of synth morphs is you don't feel pain.
Right.
So you don't have to not pass out, but the wounds signify, like, your parts aren't working.
So if it might just shut you down.
Yeah, eventually, you know, your body will, you'll literally just, like, turn off.
Right.
But.
Okay, you don't damage enough vital things or the right vital things that would just make him... You know, make his body instant shut off.
Yeah.
So he's still up and going, and he does not have speed 2. All right, so now we're back with speed 1.
This round I get to go, right?
Yeah.
Yes, this round you can go.
And they're only thinking about me right now, so they don't see you at all.
Yeah.
Right.
But you're also standing pretty much between him and them.
Oh. Okay.
So, like, you can, if you want, you can be, like, sort of angle out of the way so that he can come in. Alright, so Fiala, because she doesn't know where the fuck, you know, you are, is just going to randomly fire her SMG.
Okay.
So the blind attack.
And I have full cover.
Yeah.
Which gives me plus 30, or her minus 30.
Yeah, and James, I'll say, well, you have partial cover.
Like two, I will 8. I was like, oh, that's pretty good. And then at 3 and a 1, I was like... That's fucking great. That's...
I don't have prey with
so like a minus 60.
That's not good.
Nope.
That's reflex.
No. Here's what I am going to say, though. You guys give me will times 3 each.
Okay.
Because she is fucking blind firing a machine gun at you, and it's not a very big room.
45 out of 45.
73 out of 60.
Okay. Akos?
Mm-hmm.
Take 1 stress.
Okay.
Because it's a little unnerving.
Yeah.
You know, like, you feel bullets ping off of things.
Yeah.
You know.
Okay.
The shelving unit that you're hiding behind.
That's fine.
Okay, so...
Oh, that's my trauma threshold. No, I'm kidding.
Damn. The oversight guy
falls
under pressure.
Yeah.
I'll tell you whatever you want. Just don't hurt me.
Just kill me. Just make it quiet.
All right, Aiko and...
Yes. My saboteur swarm can disable electronics and things.
Okay.
So I'm going to crack it and tell it to disable their SMGs.
All right.
I mean, really what it does, I mean, it would probably take a turn or two, but it just infiltrates the weapons. Like, it would infiltrate them and just make them stop working.
To them.
Well, I mean, it does damage to, like, gun. Like, if I wanted it to damage the synth morph, it would.
Right.
But in this case.
You're directing it towards the guns.
Yeah. Just make their guns stop firing. Because they both have kinetic SMGs.
They remove the firing pins.
I'm going to say that'll take 3 turns to take effect, just arbitrarily.
Okay.
Does that sound fair?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
No.
So
One and a half turn, to be fair.
Seven turns.
One turn, so you pop this one this turn.
Yeah.
And direct it through James's entropics.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm going to say, you know, I'm going to program it for kinetic, you know, SMGs.
Yeah. Half a turn.
And then let it go to work.
All right. James?
I want to ink her in the face, then try and get to okay. Full cover.
All right. Give me an exotic range. She's going to...
33 out of 45.
Nice.
That's 45. All right, so she's passed her perception check, but you know what?
Negative. Super Eric.
You guys see she like, you know, gives it a good quick burst, mm-hmm. and you know she gets this really like feral fucking smile on her face, and you know looks like she's really enjoying the hell out of this, and then James. And just inks her right in the face. And you.
You know. I'm having too much fun with this ink thing.
And she has no idea, you know, she goes, who the fuck did that?
I want to get into full cover in my next turn. I just gotta. I want to get out of this area now. Yeah. Just start.
I think. Does she drop her gun to wipe the ink off her face?
She doesn't drop her gun, but she drops it to her side. Yes. Shut
your mouth.
Okay.
Sorry. We were laughing pretty loud.
What was I going to say? It completely took me out of it. Her gun falls to her side, and she starts like, "You better pray I don't find you, because I'll torture you for a lifetime. Two lifetimes!" You know, just rattling off
seven
threats.
Lifetimes. She just keep doing the same threat over and over, but amping it up.
28 lifetimes!
50
lifetimes! I just rolled 33 again.
122 lifetimes!
I'm holding on to that to the next one.
You're both lifetimes.
Leonidas, you're up.
They're still near each other, so I'm going to throw a grenade at them.
Okay. Another, you want to grenade them again?
Yes.
All right. This time they do get to fray.
It's all right.
He's at minus.
Aren't they both horrifically wounded?
Thrown.
Only five. Keep kicking everybody.
I got a 44 out of 45. Crit 16.
Ooh, nice.
Hang on a second.
That's armor defeating.
Is it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Critical success on an attack makes it armor defeating. Oh. That's the only thing in the book that specifically says what happens when you get a crit.
Well, I critted throwing it at them.
Yep. Nice. Like you threw it in just the right spot.
Let me just see what their fray is.
This is going to do the most amount of damage if it lands right here.
That's a ranged attack, right?
Thrown attack.
Thrown.
I think
ranged because it's not right next to you. A grenade would be a ranged attack.
There's a difference between like dodging a bullet and dodging a grenade.
The real reason you get half fray when you're being shot at is that you're trying to dodge a bullet instead of say a punch.
All right, and shrapnel is a lot of little bullets.
Well, in this case, they're trying to get out of the range of the explosion.
Right.
I mean, I would say they have full fray.
Yeah. All
right,
so...
Sorry.
The Slitheroid does not make
under
it.
Your chair.
Yep.
The Olympian...
He's hurt.
The Olympian has a lot of...
Olympian does not make it either.
All right.
The grenade
there you go. Armor...
Yeah.
And it's armor defeating, so...
That's 22. 21.
21. 31.
And who is the primary target on that?
Slitherine.
Slitheroid. All right, so... Takes
31.
31.
Because he's the worst.
And he dead.
Good.
One Slitheroid out.
How's the Olympian doing? His bad leg.
Yeah, he's pretty dead.
One bodyguards.
And the Olympian.
By the time I notice something that we've started fighting, everyone's going to be dead. Which, to be fair, probably has the same exact net outcome. I didn't do very well in our last fight either. Although I actually have a gun this time.
I'm definitely going to use your patch on her.
The Olympian...
Yeah.
She can't see now.
Is looking pretty crappy. I'm going to say you probably took one of his arms off, or, you know, at least burned one of the eyes out of his head with the explosion and something like that.
Can you look directly at the explosion?
No.
Don't look exactly. Don't look directly at the trap.
Like half. we'll say that. Like he.
Do not
he,
look directly at implosion.
He kind of looked at the grenade when he shouldn't have, and half his face is now just like a burned ruin.
Okay.
He gusts
like Frankie after the explosion in the.
All right. He's gonna try to shoot you.
Wow.
I can't see, but I'm gonna shoot you.
No, Chris, you should probably, did he make a will check?
Yeah.
Chris got to go.
He only took two.
What's your way going?
Yeah.
Chris gets to go, too.
That's right. Chris goes now before him.
There's one of the guys that's still alive outside, right? Yeah. I'm going to shoot him.
Okay, go for it.
Barely alive.
He's going to gather him.
No, I swear. You could have maximized the output of the tumor growth if you had... Wait a second. Were those explosions?
Oh, shit. Get the gun.
And six.
Six
out of 50.
No, it's a surprise attack. He doesn't know Chris is there.
Oh, that's true. Well, he wouldn't have gotten fucking Frey.
Yeah.
Because he's at minus 30 and Frey at half. His Frey is 35.
Oh.
Yeah, he's...
So even if he rolled five, he still wouldn't have beaten Chris.
There's not really much you can do to dodge when you're... crippled on the floor.
So I'm going to roll my 2d10 plus 4.
Kill it.
That's 6, 7, 8, 12. Minus 2.
Okay.
I like it like... Maybe he's putting the gun to kill himself. Fuck.
I'm opting out.
Wouldn't that be great? The one shot I get off is shooting the gun out of the hand of an enemy that was ready to kill himself.
You hit him. I'm going to say he's got to make a... Yeah, he makes it. So he's still up and chugging away. But like,
damn.
You can tell that he is like... He's a mess. His leg is... You know, probably burned, maybe broken from the concussion. Mm-hmm. His face is just awful, and Chris, you shot him like he's gut shot now.
Yeah, so shot him in the belly.
He's gonna
bleeding out.
Since you were the last person to shoot him, he's gonna raise his gun and just.
Good thing you didn't kill him.
Oh yeah. But I
shot
him.
So,
that's true, you did.
Give me Frey at half.
Can I borrow your dice, Chris?
70. Yeah. I think that's good at Frey at half.
Well, me crit failed.
Yeah, see, it's great.
So here's what happens.
I dodge into the alleyway and he shoots where I was.
Yeah, not even. You leap out of the way, kind of slowly and clumsily. Meyer, you see he aims at Chris and, you know, like has him dead in his sights, rights. You know, fuck you, motherfucker. Pulls the trigger and the gun just clicks.
Oh.
And then... He just starts to laugh. And he drops the gun, and he just falls down back, like, bellowing with laughter, bleeding out from his horrible stomach wound, horribly burned on the pavement, laughing fit to split. So, yeah, I wouldn't say he's out of it now, too, because he's pretty much...
He broke.
Yeah, he broke. Fiala is going to try to clear the ink from her.
Poor guy.
Oh, that's right. It's turn two, right?
Yeah, yeah, she
has speed two.
Too.
So she's going to wipe the ink from her face. I don't really think you need to roll for that, but it's just going to take up her whole turn for her to, you know.
Yeah.
Get her clear her eyes so she can see again. And now Meyer, you get another turn.
Oh yeah, yeah. So I'm gonna go. I'm making a move into the building then.
Okay, you go into the loading dock.
There's a Slitheroid and a woman covered in ink.
Well, there's
storage
back in storage. Yeah.
Yeah. But you can see through an open doorway. You walk in to your right. Yeah. There are shelves, and shelves look like medical supplies, just stuff in packing crates, pallets of things. Mm-hmm. In front of you, there are some computer servers.
Okay.
Stacked up against the wall, and then there's a door to what you know to be the storage room or the secret illegal biomod clinic that they're running out of here.
Hmm.
And you know from your TACnet that there are two hostiles in the other room.
Yeah.
And the third and the last Olympian is in the front.
The last Olympian is in the front.
Oh, that's where I got to go.
He is actually...
You came in here, and we were over there, okay. And the other guy's up there.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to hang on a second here. You guys don't know what the last Olympian is up to.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. But he hasn't shown up yet.
Figured he was dealing with the riots.
Yeah.
Riots.
I want a riot. So, now we're back to speed one.
I predict a riot.
She's going first?
Yes.
All right, what's she doing?
She's going to, again, try to spray everybody with her SMG, her biter ammo. And she has, I think... I think she has another full auto burst in before she has to reload.
Chris, are you gonna finish off the laughing guy, or are you just gonna leave him to laugh and show the moments of his life?
I should probably finish him off before he decides it would be funny to get another gun.
You could take the Slitheroid.
The cripple though, where's he gonna get another gun?
I don't know. Maybe he'll take it from me when I try to shoot him.
I hope he kills
She still has a, like, minus 60 to hit
yes,
us, though.
Yes, she does. That cripple kind of kills
you. Terribly burned.
I think I'm better off taking out
even
the
if
one
she,
that
even
could
if
come
she
back.
Even if she mocks it, she would still
probably fail. Won't, but could come back. But taking it out easy and trying to...
So she once again, blind fires the gun around the room.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, guys, will times three, because this is...
41 out of 45.
97 out of 60. I'll take another stress.
James keeps us cool, and...
I'm used to things being bad in my situation.
Alex,
having...
you take three stress this time.
Three.
Because you actually feel the wind of one of the bullets as it whizzes, like, an inch past your ear. And holy shit. You're not trained for this.
Yeah. I'm not supposed to be shot at.
No.
All right.
Well, now you guys are up.
All right. I want to... Can I sneak up behind her? Like, is she facing the other way? Well, she has to reload now, right?
Yeah, she's...
All right. I have Chris's tumor patch.
Yeah.
I just want to jump out and, like, slap it on the back of her neck.
Okay.
Or whatever the closest patch of exposed skin is.
I could anchor again, then you can hit her with that if you want to do that.
Okay.
All right. You're gonna.
So I'll delay until James inks. All
right. She's gonna get a perception check.
To see James.
To see James. She fails her perception check. So she. All
right.
She's still just pissed off and.
26 out of 45. Not a crit, but. I'm inking her again.
She is. Raging right now. The ink's right in her face. As soon as it gets in her mouth, she spits the ink. My hair, you motherfucker! My hair!
Money shot!
You guys just slapped, like, I do horrific damage.
Alright, so.
Well, wait, the tumor.
What do I have to roll?
Pretty horrific things.
I guess it would be infiltration.
If you want to do it without being seen.
Yeah.
I kind of lost track of the other bodyguard. What was he doing again?
He was inked.
He's inked, too.
He was inked, yeah. So
he has no arms
probably,
to wipe that off.
He's, oh. No, he does.
Oh, he does. Yeah. That's right.
He's probably taking this turn to clear his, because he didn't have speed,
yeah.
too. So he's like, oh, God, mother.
Yeah, so I'm going to sneak out and just slap it on her where, you know, the first exposed skin I see.
Okay.
And then, well, Chris, does it have to be exposed skin, Chris? I think so, yeah.
I think so. Probably.
Yeah,
well,
so.
You could, nanotech works through, like, vac suits and clothing, so you just have
to. All right, so I'm just going to.
All right, even better.
Whatever. I don't want to make it overt. I'm pretty much, plan is to, like, slap it on her back and then just run out of the room. Or actually, they were like stuck back behind cover.
Well, she's gonna.
She's inked, so I figure.
Here's the thing: if you make contact with her, she might have the wherewithal to like just reach out and grab you.
Mm-hmm.
Even
but
if
then
she
she'll be getting tumors.
That's okay. I can try to fray. I'd get a chance to like fray that.
Also, quite probably
if she is.
That's gonna take like a turn or two. I would say you don't just like
tumors.
Oh, sorry.
You're just like instant tumor.
No,
people.
Yeah, 3 second tumor. This is the but, second tumor. No.
So she'll start growing tumors about the same time that her SMG stops working.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a horrible day for her.
And then she's probably going to get shot by a plasma.
Yeah. So
you have to reload now too, don't you? You have to reload.
I've been using my grenade. I don't know.
Yeah, he's been alternating.
So you shot the plasma rifle. You shot the Olympian, and then you shot the.
He shot the Olympian. Then he used a grenade.
He used a grenade.
Then he shot the. Slitheroid.
He shot the Slitheroid with it before he used the grenades on.
No. He shot the Olympian, and then they walked out together, so
right.
He used the grenade.
And then he shot the.
Right, but that was turn two, so right. He's been using it to turn off.
Okay.
So it has. You get two shots, and then it has. If he's cooling it in between.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I thought it had to take another turn to cool.
I've been alternating.
So, yeah, I'm going to sneak out and...
All right, call that a free running check.
Okay, well, I want to sneak out.
Okay, so infiltration then.
Do I get a bonus for her being inked?
Go with plus... just call it even because you want to slap that bandage on her.
True,
okay. And
that
would be a negative modifier. Tumor.
50 out of 75.
All right,
I figure if I'm behind her, I would slap it on her back,
uh-huh.
And she would spin around, and I would duck and just keep going, because she can't see.
Yeah, and she does not, yeah. So she feels you slap something onto her back,
mm-hmm.
And she turns, what the fuck was that? Who the fuck are you people? and she obviously doesn't, you know, like she like claws at the air,
mm-hmm.
But you keep going. She doesn't get you.
Good.
I figure I'm sitting there like suction cup to the wall, just kind of spraying her down. I just see Alex get up and go like this.
Yep, pretty much.
Pretty much.
My sneak is at like 90, so I just went. Tumor patch. Tumor patch. Tumor patch.
All right. So at this point, tumor the patch. Slitheroid wipes the ink off of his optic sensors, and just sort of like, what's going on, boss? Are you all right? Are you all right? I don't know. Somebody just slapped something on my fucking back. What's going on?
She doesn't know that he slapped something on her back. She just knows she got slapped in the back.
She
could be blinded. Somebody's going around like this.
Well, presumably, in the middle of combat, you would just go up and slap her on the back.
Good job, buddy.
Thank you.
Meyer, you actually see Lokesh come out of the doorway and just sort of like, you know, how you doing?
Give it a minute.
Wait, this is going to be great. If it finds me, it's going to go to shoot its gun. It's not going to work.
We're at speed 2,
no,
so...
I didn't go yet.
Oh, that's right. Sorry, Chris.
I didn't go... Oh,
yeah.
Meyer, you're up.
I'm going to shoot the bitch.
Sorry. You're gonna like, step into the doorway and shoot her?
Yes, I am.
Wait, okay, go for it.
Shoot the Slitheroid.
The Slitheroids are energy armored the fuck up, so yeah, you want to...
You have a kinetic weapon.
I have a railgun, yeah.
Well, they're... Either way, they're 14.
Right, but I'm saying she is about to die from tumors, and regardless, she has to reload her gun.
So she
couldn't shoot you if she wanted to. And by next turn, she won't be able to.
Yeah, the plasma does more damage, though.
Yeah, so just shoot him with the plasma rifle.
Yeah. All right, I'll shoot him with a plasma rifle.
Who are you shooting? Fiala or...
The Slitherine.
Okay.
Slitherine.
I like Slytherin.
It's Slytherin, though.
I like Slytherin.
So that's an 8 AP.
The Wailing Slithers.
I just wanted to make up a name for them.
It is going to die.
Wow. I got a 6.
Actually, no, it doesn't know you're there.
No, that was a fart.
I know. I got a 62 out of 65.
I thought that was fart.
All right. In that case, you hit him. Roll for damage.
That was a 9. I should have fucking... Yeah, I should have. That was terrible. 9, 12. Okay, I got a 32.
Okay.
Well, I mean, that's the good thing about the plasma rifle, though, is that you're going to do a decent amount of damage no matter what.
Yeah, but I can do a shitload of damage if I roll more than a 5.
Well, yeah, I mean, your max is, you know, 50.
Yeah. 60. No, I got 50.
It's 3D temples. Yeah, yeah. 20.
Okay, Meyer, you, again, squirt out a liquid gaseous jet
liquid
of...
death.
Yeah. Flaming hot lovin' all over the Slytheroid morph.
Yeah.
It can't... You give it a pretty good coat of the plasma, and you can actually, you know, you see the metal start to... turn brown and warp at the, you know, the metal of its body, and it starts to eat through parts of it, and the whole entire snake frame just, like, twitches and sparks, and then falls over.
Nice.
Yeah, he failed his somatics check, so his artificial body was...
shut down.
Yeah. How many rounds does that last? I think it's, like...
I think it's... three, it's one plus one for every 10 margin of failure.
Okay, so in that case, he's going to be out for the next, like, 10 rounds, because he really failed his...
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's just the bitch.
So, Chris, you're up now. You're out in the alleyway.
I'm going to shoot the laughing guy. That is
I'm just going to coup de grace?
Yeah, I'm just going to coup de grace him. And on a side note, the tumor thing...
Uh-huh.
And the drug that she took.
Yeah, wouldn't that increase it? Because she's increased her...
Do you think the drug would make the tumors grow faster?
Probably not.
Well, it's increasing all of her other physical attributes.
Make me a Moxie times 10 check this thing.
I was actually going to ask that, like, you know, she just took a drug.
Since her metabolism is...
Yeah, it's going to increase her metabolism, and that's going to make her tumors grow faster. Because tumors grow faster...
So it'll spread the...
Yeah, exactly.
5 out of 30.
All right. You know what? Fine. She's got one more. You can actually start to see, like, growths bubbling out from under her skin.
She's starting to look uncomfortable.
Yeah, she's gonna...
She can't see. She's starting to grow tumors. The Slytheroid just got melted.
All right, and what do I have to roll to coup de grace Mr. Laughing Guy?
You don't even have to roll. He's just...
I'll just walk up and...
leading in the street laughing at the heavens. He wants you to do it. He's happy.
All right.
So you just walk over, you know, more badass than your character should have any right to be, and you just point your gun at him and...
I'm going to take your part and make something better out of you.
So you plug him, and he's dead now.
And he's dead.
So
I'm going to take his parts.
The Slytheroid is out for the count, pretty much. Fiala, you can already see, as I said, is like parts of her skin that aren't covered in ink are starting to discolor and bulge oddly. You know, her skin is getting unnaturally taut in places. Yes.
So is she, like, pretty much done, too?
No. She's only at one wound, and she's got a little bit of fight in her, and she's at speed, too.
And she's still blind.
So that's her... Yeah, her action was going to be to
just
reload
keep
her weapon.
Just her every turn.
But she's gonna, like... What did you do to me? What did you motherfuckers do to me?
I'm not trying to try and ink again. I've been lucky the past few times.
It's
her turn two.
Yeah, it's a speed two.
Oh, yeah. Every time she speeds two, she's just going to wipe it off.
Fine. She won't be able to reload. She'll just keep getting two.
It doesn't matter. Now, next turn, her gun's not going to work.
Yeah.
And this turn, and then turn two now, I'm going to make her fire.
You're gonna plasma rifle her?
Yep, and that's...
Your rifle won't be able to be used for...
Yep.
Alright, we'll roll it, because she's...
She quit, so she, I guess she got Frey, because she cleared her face.
100!
Nope.
Son of a bitch. Alright,
Get 100.
Don't lie.
You know what? I could make her spend a moxie to negate your crit, because she does have moxie.
Mm-hmm.
But this is just not going her way. You know what? So yeah, you hit her, and it's armor defeating.
Oh yeah.
Roll for.
Oh, there's the roll I wanted.
He's been saving up for that one.
That's the roll. That's the roll.
So that's 27 there.
I got 47.
Yeah. She's dead.
Oh, is that her death rating or just
no,
her...
that's her durability.
Okay.
Her durability is 45, so she is.
So as she's lying on the ground moaning and writhing in pain, I'm going to grab my particle beam bolter and walk over to her.
Should have made the shredded bitch.
Should have taken my deal.
Eat me.
Eat me. Maybe we will.
And she never found me. She died not knowing where I was. That makes me even happier.
Eat me. Well, we did already cook you.
Uh-huh. Oh, that was a good roll.
That was.
And then I rolled 9, 10, 8, 9, 10.
All right, that started off rocky, but that went really well. Okay.
So you guys can check the front and see where the other Olympian went.
You want to take care of him? I need to find Dwala.
Sure.
You might want to give him a picture of his boss and his colleagues.
All right.
Can we just, like, PM the last Olympian? Just be like, and just show him what the back room looks like right now.
That's what I'm going
to do. You don't know his mesh ID, but I'll just tell you. Do one of the agents going into a room, sweeping a room. Nobody's in the front office. Nobody's in the front room.
What the hell?
You can actually see the crowd is beating the crap out of this guy. You can see through window. Before when the shit started, I rolled will times 3 check for him, and he crit failed. He rolled a 99.
Oh, and he ran?
So, yeah, he heard stuff happening in the back, and he figured, oh, shit, I've got to get the hell out of here.
When I see that, I was going to close the door. I'm like, he's taken care of.
Yeah. All right.
So his choices were, run back into the fray or face the angry mob, and he chose the mob.
Can you fix the truck?
Yeah.
All right.
I just disconnected one wire.
Yeah.
I'm going to finish off the other Slytherin. You know, he's not unconscious, but...
Yeah. fix the truck.
I'm going
to
coup de
grace. We need to find Dwala's ego, which I guess would be on the server somewhere.
Interfacing.
Engineering for me?
Hardware, electronics.
Wait, what's your interfacing, Chris?
55 out of 55 with engineering.
Critical
30.
Success, yeah. It's pretty easy. You just climb back.
Chris is going to help me. Look.
Okay, so
that gives me plus 10.
Yeah, I'm helping.
Carl.
Nope, I rolled a 96.
Alright, well, it's going to take you a little while.
Why don't we just take all of them?
The police have the rioters pretty much under control.
That's good.
They did buy you a distraction. They took that one guy out of the picture because he was...
I started a riot this game.
Yes,
I'm okay with that. I started a riot with Facebook.
Eventually...
Are you Egyptian?
You find...
Oh, okay.
That's where I thought you were going.
Current events, buddies.
Yeah.
Although that's not even that current.
That was last spring.
Yeah, that was last year. Wow. You don't find it on the server, but you find your stack.
Good enough.
They killed her. You're guessing that they tossed the bodies into the reclaimer.
Yeah. Are there bodies in the truck?
No.
Ah, so we're gonna have to find her a bot. Well, Chris has an ego bridge and a Ghost Rider module. We can load her into Chris so she can message the other people, tell them to back off, and then find her an actual body.
Well, you guys nailed this, because you finished it up with, like, I'm going to say, like, 45 minutes to an hour to spare.
Okay.
Because this fight has been relatively quick.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
Squirt. Where the fuck are you, Squirt?
30 seconds or so, 25 or 30 seconds of fighting.
Yeah.
Meyer's sitting there melting people in the back.
James and I made sure that O'Donnell's last moments were awful.
We wanted to torture her, she wouldn't take the deal. She was being a
bitch. There's a virus that ruined her.
You are a little disappointed because you didn't get to actually see your nanobots at work because they burned her a lot.
Yeah, oh, you got some of it.
That's fine. I got 3 patches left. And if I remember the beginning of our game correctly, some weird thing running around my lab that I need to get rid of.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to take the patches back. You can take the programming back with you.
All right, whatever. Well,
but I would suggest deactivating those.
Maybe. We'll see what maybe I'll find something I need to do with them before I leave.
You could probably make some good cred if you sell them to the right person.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then you'd...
it's fine.
We're not firewalling. I'm never going to use...
That's right, you're
I'm
not.
I'm never going to use Carl again anyway, so...
Although I know firewall exists, apparently. Because I have an interest in firewall proxies at 55. Hmm. I guess that kind of makes sense for an oversight auditor to have run into firewall before.
So you find Shattergy's stack.
Mm-hmm.
You sweep the servers. Servers are actually blank. Oh. They wipe them.
Makes sense.
But you don't find any trace of the other egos of the people they kidnapped.
Oh, well.
Or the bodies.
These things happen.
Not our job.
Is it in the truck?
No, what's in the truck?
The truck is nanofab equipment, bioengineering, biomedical equipment.
I'll take it.
You won't be able to get it back to your lab. Because your lab is in the main belt. So it would probably take...
I'll mail.
It'll probably take years.
Well, if the courier ship I gave you guys in my game can make that trip in like 2 weeks, I think.
Can it?
Okay. Yeah, because it's an antimatter drive.
Ah.
But it would still take a while.
I'll ship it there somehow. Free stolen goods. No one else wants it, right?
No, I'm...
Well...
If it takes
2 years to get to my lab, in 2 years I'll have some fun new toys.
And you'll probably would have forgotten about it and you'll be like, ooh, look at this.
Oh, yeah, this.
So you guys can pop people's stacks if you want.
We're definitely going to do a cleanup.
Give me cog times 3 just to make sure you sweep everything right. You know, get on.
Now I get it. 28 out of 45.
75 out of 45. Bad time.
74 out of 9.
31 out of 60. The tables have turned.
Yeah. All right.
Well, between Meyer, you succeeded.
Yep.
Between the three of you, you managed to clean everything up, sweep the area, get Mr. Smith all of the evidence that he needs, along with the stacks of all of the Night Cartel. They were not dead switched.
Sucks to be them.
Yeah.
I gave him the name of Black Vein because I was like, oh, by the way, this guy's gonna make a push for the thing.
Are you selling out Black Vein?
Yeah.
All right.
Was it Black Vein? Wasn't he Black?
It was Black Vein.
Black Vein, yeah.
Black Vein.
I don't care about, fuck people. Yep. So I'm going to sell
out the hotel. Bird.
And, I'm going to sell out Black Vein. I'm going to sell out the hotel. And
them and their secret passages.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
All right. You guys reinstantiate Chatterjee. She is a little bit perturbed, considering the last thing she remembers is, you know, not feeling well, going to bed, and then, you know, waking up in a simul space, or, you know, if you guys found a body for her.
No, simul space will work for now.
Okay. You know, so she gives you, where am I?
Miss Chatterjee, please be calm. My name is Lokesh Khatri. I'm from Oversight.
And let me see your clearance.
I'll show her my clearance.
And she shuts right up.
You have associates inbound for the station.
Yes.
Tell them to leave.
What?
Tell them to leave.
Very well. I'll need access to a communicator.
Yeah.
She transmits, you know, the codes to her people, tells them that the station security has the situation on hand, and, you know, any appearance that they would make there would just be an embarrassment to the PC at this point.
And yes. And then when she's done with that, I will advise her that in the future it would be in her best interest to make sure that the station stay, you know, the control of the station stays as it is.
All right. So look for other big game. The yes. Morningstar constellation is more important.
Yes.
All right. So, yes.
You'll find your move somewhere else.
Yeah, pornovirus.
She's a little bit perplexed by that, but, you know, when she sees your clearance level, she knows that there are bigger fish than her who, you know, don't want this touch. All right, so Smith tells you guys, I don't know who you guys are, and started a fucking riot on my station.
It had to be done.
But you got the job done.
You seem to be able to handle it.
Well, you know, we had to break a few skulls. A few people will have to spend some time in the healing vat. But, life goes on.
It'll all be a bad memory in a few months. Won't even be noteworthy.
I had a wonderful time. I should go on vacation more often.
Yes, well, thank you for your assistance, Mr. Smith.
We just don't want to go to that hotel anymore.
No.
You let him know about the hotel?
Yeah.
The hotel and Black Vein.
All right. He says I'll keep an eye out for Black Vein, and I'll definitely make sure none of our people stay in those rooms again.
That would be for the best.
Yep.
He promised you extra cred, but he's not going to pay because you started a riot.
That's fair.
All right.
We did start a riot.
Yeah, I killed a lot of things.
Yeah.
I did make craters in his...
Yeah, you did blow up a section of street.
Yeah.
It's all right. All in all, I think that went well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not like we blew up the Martian space elevator.
We've had worse game.
That's because God wasn't here to shoot it.
We haven't destabilized an entire planetary system. Alright, so here's...
Oh, you didn't end up taking any?
No, I was just looking at it. Okay.
Here's what happens.
Yes.
Akos,
mm-hmm.
Eventually the quarantine on the station that Aerostat is lifted.
Mm-hmm.
So you can all forecast back.
Okay.
You forecast yourself back to Mercury. There is a simul space link waiting for you. Miss Mahadik wants to speak with you.
I go to simul space.
Okay. She says, nicely done.
Oh, it was slightly messier than I would have liked, but the job was accomplished.
With some time to spare, too. I read your briefing.
Yes. Well, you know how much I like to be timely.
Just one little thing. We are going to need you to report for psychosurgery for non-disclosure.
Of course.
So, I hope you enjoyed your pleasant vacation on Pavarti.
Could you do me a favor?
Yes.
When they edit my memories, could I have won a game of Baccarat? I've always wanted to win a game of Baccarat.
Certainly. I'll put that in the notes.
Thank you.
So, you turn yourself in for psychosurgery.
That's the job.
And they take out the bit about how, you know, your deathless lich overlord bosses wanted to keep their black stream of income. And, you know, they insert the fact that, you know, he needed to get away. You went to Pavarti.
And played some Baccarat. And,
yeah, you made a few thousand creds gambling.
You made some friends.
It was
with an octopus.
No.
It was a good time. You three forecast back to your respective habitats, but they don't bother to ask you. You just wake up in simul space, and there is an avatar there who looks kind of like kind of like the most terrifying demon you can picture.
Okay.
You know, just like...
Thompson Yamora.
Yeah. big, enormous, hulking with, you know, surgical gloves. We need to do a little bit of work. And you guys obviously have no memory of this afterwards. Transmit back to your stations, and you have similar memories of, you know, deciding to get away from it all, taking a little trip to Pravarti.
Swimming in a fish tank.
You actually get to swim in a pressurized room full of water. With your fellow cephalopods.
Is my job... I bodyguard... Because I've done jobs for me. I bodyguard for him during his vacation, too.
Sure. That's what you get is your...
Yeah. I mean, he's worked with me before. They know who he is.
Yeah.
So you get a bodyguard... Bodyguarding a sylph celebrity.
Mm-hmm.
She's very beautiful, and you know save her from a would-be assassin or paparazzo or something. Mm. And
ooh, both.
Okay, yeah, he was a paparazzo who was
an assassinato.
Yeah, who was going to assassinate her with a bullet camera, a gun camera,
right.
And you know stepped up and saved her.
It was a paparazzi who was going to have a video of a famous celebrity getting murdered by a paparazzo to sell.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And Chris, you know, whatever you want to remember.
I don't know. Like Chris going on vacation is slightly out of character for him.
So Chris just remembers staying in his lab and working.
Maybe he went to check out an exotic disease.
You found the monster.
He went to a museum.
Ooh. Right, because that disease that was there was common knowledge, right?
Well, there were rumors of it. Because they had quarantined the aerostat,
yeah,
and sealed off mesh access to the outside so the people couldn't. But yeah, by now, it's coming out that there was a scare. But it was nothing.
Oh, so you went based on the rumors. It was nothing, but you wound up having a good time.
Yeah.
I went to go check out a cool new disease.
Yep.
And somehow there's one in my email of myself.
Weird.
Huh.
Do I have an inkling?
This looks like it'll make a lot of tumors.
Huh?
Maybe I should check it out on that weird whatever I was making.
I figured my implants are sore when I wake up.
I wanted you to kill me. Why don't you kill me?
You'll be in a new body.
Okay.
I have this weird thing. I really want to buy a plasma rifle. I don't know why.
All right, so that was Bumping the Night.
It would be a new body, but my brain would think my ink glands are sore, considering I used them a few times.
Well, they would have edited out the memory of using them.
Yeah.
So, can ink glands get sore?
I don't know. I don't know.
So, thoughts, comments, questions?
I enjoyed it.
I had way too much fun with the inks. That's towards the end there.
James had a very slapstick game.
Yes. I did.
Is that still fun?
I really wanted to shoot somebody, but I couldn't get the opportunity because I have no fray.
I love it when a plan comes together. It was good. I really enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun hiding and being stealthy.
It's going to be awkward if the dollhouse chick ever calls me.
I think Elise might get an ink upgrade.
Garbage.
Like, what?
You have to be an octopus.
I know. Wait, what? When?
Why would you have to be an octopus?
I can't get an ink lane?
When did I give you my card?
But yeah, no, I really enjoyed it, Ryan. I would love to play this character again. Yeah.
I would love to play this character again. Except I want to up him a bit. Maybe make my own octopus.
Yeah, I would like to remake Carl as opposed to playing.
Yeah, I like my character too.
All right, well, you know what? Just because if you guys want to play these characters again, maybe I'll dream up some other one-shot we can run. Let's say everybody gets 5 XP, because that was excellent planning. You guys can take 5 for each session.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so 10?
10 XP.
10 XP.
Nice.
Of course, my pen.
And everybody gets 2 nominations.
Well, I'm going to give Meyer 1 for the first game for just bombing the Slitheroids outside. And then my second one goes to James for the second game for just... Just inking away.
Where the fuck are you? I'll kill you.
So those are my two.
Okay, James?
I want to admire for his amazing ability to fuck people with grenades and heavy and heavy weapons. I want to Alex for doing his great role playing.
Thank you.
I mean, you got that girl intimidated. We've totally screwed her life up. You know, like she didn't take your deal. We totally just gave her the most shittiest time ever, and I freaking enjoyed that too much.
I'm gonna give mine to
Chris,
because
I like the moment when he almost fell off by waving to people. And now
I forgot about that.
And now, even though we're all psycho therapy, he's on a video on YouTube or something.
That's right. He saves Indian.
Oh yeah,
that's gonna be.
Well, he's in a suit, so he might not recognize himself.
And then,
I know. I'm assuming that you guys took nondescript morphs, whatever kind of phenotype would be.
Yeah.
And then I will give mine to Alex for being a good interrogation partner.
Yeah, high five.
And Chris? All right,
James for not dropping me. And then James for the ink.
Oh, man.
I
feel like, listen to this character. I feel bad for her.
I don't.
These are her motivations. Plus dominance, plus sadism, and plus wealth. And she was in a fury morph, and she's a big bad mob boss. And you guys just made a complete ass of her.
And we don't have XPs of it. Damn it. So we can't ruin her rep. Oh, well.
Hey. Well, she's arrested now, so.
Oh, her rep is definitely ruined for that.
Yeah.
All right, so that was part two of Bump in the Night. I hope everybody enjoyed it.
I know I did.
Yeah.
I hope our many fans will enjoy this one.
Yes.
All right. Bye. Well, goodbye.